Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I need
one. Is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No. No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your
Rogaine. Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine.
Yeah. And Andy. And Andy?
You have to park so close?
Yeah, what's wrong? Shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
And 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What? Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like, ooh, let the dogs out. Ooh, ooh.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang's all here for a special off-season edition. I've decided that every edition in the off-season is special.
They're like children, unique in their own way.
We'll be here until 2 o'clock on PFW in Progress. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket hotline. It's still the Ace Ticket hotline, right? Even though it's the off-season, they're still with us.
I don't know. Ask Mark.
Even though they have even no though more tickets
no more
to scalp.
Ace tickets to sell.
Revs are coming up.
What's
like, there's a secondary market on those. There's no
go Reds,
primary
go.
Market on those.
So
he gets so angry.
Yeah, right off the bat.
I'm not angry. I'm happy.
Right off the bat. All right. So the big
another
news,
like another week of foot talk here. Different type.
Well,
of feet
it's interesting.
And foot.
Depending on who you talk, if you're talking about the Globe, it's big news. If you're talking to Tom Curran, it's old news. But the news is Tom Brady's going to have surgery on his foot any day now.
Or any minute
like
now.
Like any minute now. Yeah, it could be this afternoon.
Thursday could be
late as Monday.
To
relieve a stress fracture that he's been dealing with for a couple of years now. So
right.
Anyway,
was this the injury that he sustained during the lead up to Super Bowl 42? Where he was walking around New York with
that
the
would be my guess.
Yeah, I gotta assume that they're related somehow, right?
Sure.
You know.
Now you're just trying.
You're doing it on purpose now.
Now
that's
just
stupid.
So he will not be playing in the Super Bowl.
Or the Pro
or the
Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
Or the Pro Bowl.
We already knew he wasn't playing in the Super Bowl.
That's old news.
That was not by choice.
That request came from the
Way
Jets.
To rub it in, Fred.
So, yeah, he won't be at the Pro Bowl. But from what I understand, most of the other guys are going to be there. Will Fork, Pro Bowl safety, Brandon Merriweather will be there. Gerard Mayo.
You have to
you
say
have to,
Pro
you
Bowl
You have to
safety.
Emphasize Pro Bowl safety is going to play in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, we thought... Will Fork and Mary, we Welker and Brady were the ones we thought might not go.
Yeah,
but I haven't heard anything on Welker.
Yeah,
so
and the coaches will be there. The Patriots will be the AFC.
Hopefully, Welker doesn't
staff.
Sit out the first. Or he probably will sit out the first series.
Is he a starter?
Because he's not a starter, right?
No.
Well, he took Andre Johnson's place.
Certainly wasn't voted as a starter.
No, I know. But
so I don't know if the
I think
next
you
guy
bump up if
gets
a couple guys
up.
Bump out. You know, the fourth alternate if you're the first. The highest still remaining, I think you become the starter.
Right.
And Bill says, no, you don't.
One other quasi-Patriots-related Pro Bowl factoid. Antonio Gates was officially ruled out. He wasn't cleared to play, so that opens up a tight end spot. But evidently, Zach Miller from Oakland was the first alternate.
You were hoping for G-Force?
Well, yeah, I thought there was a chance.
Well, we know you were. I was just reading my blog entry. G-Force, a Pro Bowler when they drafted him.
Well, I thought there was a chance.
According to Pro Football
Nobody
Focus.
Goes back and reads their own blogs more than
there's
Andy
some
Hart.
Good stuff. A lot of typos, but good stuff. We got to get somebody to read those.
Andy Hart, one hand patting himself on the back, the other hand, who knows
where. Oh, in a sock.
Well,
as he's reading his own stuff.
I was reading the G-Force ones, and I was like, they draft him, and I read, he's going to be in the Pro Bowl, blah, blah, blah. And then there's like an hour later, Belichick ruins Mike Gronkowski feeling or something, because someone said, is there someone you'd compare Gronkowski to? And he said Kyle Brady. And I was
right.
Oh, sweet. We drafted a tackle? That's not.
Well,
he was better than
right.
Kyle Brady.
Pro Football Focus says that
Kyle
Gronkowski
Brady
was
really
the best tight end,
by the
year.
Way. Did catch some passes.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he never lived up to what he was supposed to be.
No. But he did catch like
nice
60
man,
passes
though.
One year.
Did very he? Nice man.
Yeah.
I didn't think he ever had any of those. Oh, very nice man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm looking for production.
I know.
Did you hear what I said?
Nope.
About Pro Football Focus?
No.
They rated Gronkowski the top tight end.
Well, they picked him fifth in the
rookie of the year too.
Well,
yeah.
What do you mean by top tight end? In the league?
Rookie.
Yeah.
Rookie.
Oh,
no. Oh. No. Rookie. Oh. He was the top rookie tight end.
Well, that's easy.
Well, no. Gresham had a pretty good year.
Nah. Hernandez had a pretty good year.
Jimmy Graham had a pretty good year.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say Gronkowski had a better year?
Yes, but
I'm biased.
I think he just explained to you that his opinion on this subject is about as much worth as mine on Drew Bledsoe.
I have James Sanders as the best safety in the league. Polamalu and Ed Reed might beg to differ.
Some are saying the Gronk Nation is one of the reasons why they lost that playoff game.
Who was that?
Distraction.
Who said that?
I'm only kidding. I'm waiting for everyone to jump to Gronkowski's defense.
It would be funny, though, if Rex Ryan had to coach the Pro Bowl with all those players walking in sandals. It would get uncomfortable.
Oh. Anyway, the Jets move on. Patriots
really
don't.
Beautiful seat.
I can't watch any of the pregame. You know, they have all the press conferences.
Are you going to watch the game, Fred?
Yeah, I'll watch the game.
Are you going to watch the game because you feel like you have to or because you want to?
No, I want to.
Okay.
I'm going to be rooting hard for the Steelers.
I don't really have much.
Want to borrow my
Mendenhall jersey? No, that's
all right.
I don't really know about that.
I'll just observe.
The one thing that you pound away at all the time about the NFL, I mean, I think you have to, if you're a sports fan, I don't see how you cannot watch the NFL playoffs.
Right.
Yeah. Regardless of who's playing.
Yeah.
That's true.
You have to watch.
And I'm not saying that you drop everything. If you had plans to do something or whatever, you drop it so you can see Pittsburgh and the Jets. If you had to do something, you know, whatever. It's not like the Patriots are playing and you have to change your plans.
I'll watch, see the game. But it's going to make me sick. I already know.
Oh, yeah. Especially if the Jets win and seeing them celebrate. Oh, my God.
I have a
Either
feeling that
them.
The caliber
of them,
play in the game is going to make us all sick.
Well, yeah. There's
but
a good chance it's going to suck.
I don't. It's not going to bother me one way or the other who wins because I don't really like either team.
I'll
it doesn't matter.
Equally disappointed whoever wins.
For those who were hoping that Pete Shepard would have a show today, he's bowed out. I don't know what's going on. I don't think he can take it.
He bowed out. I don't know what's going on. Oh, that's tough to crack.
Well, I just got an email from Doc that said that Pete Shepard will not have a show today.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Yep. You know, so it's
all
too
right.
bad.
That's all right. I'll take all those shots for when I argue with Pete and you guys make fun of me.
Because we did have
I show up for the fight.
No, I did have quite a few emails from, you know, I see the emails that come into Pete's
what
show
a
of people looking
disgrace.
Forward to talking to Pete, both people who are with Pete and few Jets fans, I guess, who he's gone head-to-head with that were looking forward to talking to Pete today. But, alas, Pete will not be on the air. So that's too bad.
Well, were you going to fight him, Paul?
Kevin threw the glass.
I fight him all the time.
Oh, I thought you had something like specific for today.
Oh, no.
Actually,
no.
We've been told that one of the best pieces of radio
Absolutely.
We did this year was the crossover, when Paul went at it with Pete.
Yeah, we do need to dispel a myth, though. I heard some people say Pete dispersed with Paul and Andy without even breaking a sweat. He was dripping wet that
What?
Day. He was literally, it was pouring down his forehead.
Absolutely.
When he was fighting. Because he did have two fights going. He was fighting with Paul about something, and then I happened to mention Michael Vick, and he pounced on me, and he was going back and forth.
Not literally, thankfully.
He was, yeah, I'd be dead. He was swearing. I mean, he was sweating all down his forehead, dripping.
Yeah.
So he literally broke a sweat in the fight.
I was right about Kyle Brady, by the way. 64 catches in 2000. You know, 32, 64, 36, 43. He was more of a receiver earlier in his career. Never the ninth pick of the draft.
Right.
Caliber receiver, though.
So no Pete. So what are we talking about today, guys? What do you feel like talking about? There's a CBA coming up. There's some stuff coming up. Robert,
not that.
Wait, what did he say yesterday? I mean, Tuesday?
Robert Kraft was quoted in the Globe with a couple quotes about, you know,
not quite as optimistic as he has been all along, would you say?
I'd say he's starting to come down from that.
I wonder if maybe the commissioner had a little talk with him. Because remember I told you I got the impression that Goodell was not upset with Robert Kraft, but seemed to be not that happy that he had mentioned all those optimistic kind of things when he was here. When Goodell was that the Green Bay game, I think it was the Sunday night game.
Yep.
When Goodell spoke to the season ticket holders at the event at the hall
at
Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon.
Presented by Raytheon.
Someone had asked a question to the commissioner about Kraft's repeated feelings of optimism, and Goodell just said, well, I don't know, you'd have to talk to Mr. Kraft about that. You'd have to talk to Robert about that. I forget exactly how he addressed him, but he didn't seem overly pleased. I wouldn't say there was a rift or anything like that. I don't want to blow it up. Just didn't seem like he was overly pleased that.
Yeah, I don't think. I think
that
the
Mr.
Commissioner
Kraft
has
been that optimistic publicly.
He has to be careful to not come out either way, you know, optimistic or too pessimistic, you know.
Well, I think he should. I think he has a rooting interest for the league in general, so he should.
Goodell?
Yeah,
yeah. I think he
to
does.
Be optimistic.
That's a good. Yeah.
To be optimistic, I mean.
You're
saying, he has no.
Fred just rolled his eyes at Eric, just so everyone knows.
But remember,
I missed it. I was watching Woody Johnson's mother get introduced to Rex Ryan.
What he says is being listened to by both sides. It's not just fans, but you know the players. So he doesn't want to come out like too optimistic. He wants to let them think that he has his doubts. The players. I mean, the owners, and you know, it's not like they won't do it, but the owners really need the Players Association to believe they will lock them out. I mean, it's not they can't be an empty threat. It's got to be a real threat, or else it doesn't work.
That's kind of how I felt about
Goodell's
response was, that's not in our best interests to let everybody know that we think this is going to get done. That's not necessarily our best negotiating strategy.
Right.
That's how I
took it. It's definitely been the strategy so far for the player side to be pessimistic throughout this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, especially DeMurray Smith.
Yeah. So anyway, we can talk about that if people want.
No. You know what I want to talk about? Does it bother you that there's no talk this week, that Rex Ryan has been so polite about the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger and all that?
Does it bother me?
As a Patriots fan and, you know, defending
you
your
know,
team.
You know, I'm past it. I really
am. Do you
am.
Think that that's cal- – now, we talked a lot
it's
last week.
Absolutely calculated.
Do you think it's calculated?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But was it calculated because of the Patriots or because of Pittsburgh? Is it calculated? Is he trying to snub the Patriots and saying, see, we respect them, that's why we're not talking?
I think
there's
I think
a little bit
of
that. Or is it,
sure.
does he think this is – you know, I'm going to direct this to Andy because, Andy, you were very high on the notion that it was brilliant last week.
Mm-hmm.
For that game plan. Is this brilliant to the Pittsburgh game plan?
Well,
I know that Fred's going to take it as a slight to the Patriots. I want to know what it means to Pittsburgh.
I think he fears the Steelers more if they're all worked up. I don't think he wants to poke the bear.
Yeah, but he said he's not afraid of anybody.
Yeah.
He can say all he wants. I don't think he wants to poke the bear. I think there's a bear there that he's going to just let
I thought all that stuff doesn't matter.
No, I think this works.
Oh, I think it matters.
I think
it's an emotional game.
I don't think it matters.
I think it's working both ways.
Evidence of that.
I think he's trying to poke the bear a little bit and giving it back to the Patriots, and also trying not to. He's trying a different tack this week because it's a different team,
right.
Different game plan. So I think
is
it works out.
Is it because they beat Pittsburgh the last time, and he doesn't have to whip his team up into a frenzy and convince them that they can win?
And you could also look at it that, you know, when he plays the Patriots, he has to make it clear to everybody that his team's not afraid of them. So could you look at it like he doesn't feel the need to do that when he plays Pittsburgh?
Well, no, he said the same thing this week. Several times I've heard him say we're not afraid of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Several times.
But he says that every week.
Right? Exactly. That's kind of like Bill, you know, this is an explosive team. They can score anywhere on the field. You know, that's
good on offense, good on defense, good on special teams.
Rex Ryan saying I'm not afraid of anybody is Bill Belichick coach speak for this team's explosive. They can score in a variety of ways.
Oh, it really is sickening.
I just thought it would annoy Patriots fans that he's taking a different
approach. I brought it up because of that. I, I could see where people would take that as a slight to the Patriots, but I'm wondering if maybe it has something to do with, in other words, if the week two game with the Patriots and Jets had been the most recent game, and a game that the Jets really controlled, I think, for the better part of the last, what, three quarters of the game?
Mm-hmm.
If that had been the most recent game, do you think Rex Ryan would have taken the same tact? I'm not sure he would have.
I don't think he would have.
Certainly, I think not, it was directly related to the December.
I think the number one goal that he had all week was to make sure that his team forgot about that game and realized that it didn't matter.
Wasn't the example of that him coming out post-game and saying, ridiculous that I outcoached Bill. But like, that right there is telling you, I was playing a character for the last 5 days. Right. If you guys didn't get that, you're
morons. Thankfully, it didn't come down to that. Because he outcoached me as he usually does.
It was an extension of his post-game remarks from the Monday night game. When he said we want to go out and play them right away because we know we can beat them.
And just like I'm sure the Patriots feel like right now, they would love another crack. If you could tell them that you could play the Jets again Sunday, I'm sure they would love another crack.
Well, Tracy in Vegas says, I missed you yesterday, but on the bright side, I was probably a little more productive for the couple hours you were off. For Rex, the Colts and Pats games were personal. The Colts had better players and the Pats had better coaches. But the game against the Steelers isn't personal to him. If I were a Steelers fan, I would be a little insulted that my team wasn't worthy of his tirades.
Okay, so Steelers fans should be insulted. Somebody should be insulted.
So
I think Patriots fans should be.
I think you could take that mindset no matter which way you look at it. Right. I think Tracy's absolutely right. I think Pittsburgh could legitimately, it's the Rodney Harrison, William McGinnis thing. You can find it. If you look for it, you can find disrespect. There it is. Yeah. They've said nothing but nice things about us. That's disrespectful.
I'm
being dead serious. I think Tracy's right. Pittsburgh has seen what the Jets have done the last 2 weeks and then said they've done nothing but toss bouquets at us all week.
Right.
How do you differentiate at this point between when somebody in sports is genuinely paying a compliment to an opponent?
Wouldn't you just always assume they're lying? That's what I do.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be times when people actually mean what they say.
I think you have to take it case by case, you know.
Like I think Jason Taylor meant what he said last week in his conference call.
Right.
About,
because he has a history. We know we have something to judge
He's
it
He's friends
on.
With Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that was about.
And you have a certain view of Jason Taylor. You don't see him as a blowhard who just talks to hear himself speak.
See, I think that was personal for Taylor because he's a very, very good friend of Brady.
No, I
if
know.
If that was
but
another
saying,
guy, I don't think he would have said, I can't believe these clowns in this locker room are saying stuff like this. I think it depends
on the guy saying it. I think whatever you believe of the person and how they approach
I think that's a valid point as well.
Like if Ocho Cinco says something, no one's ever going to take it seriously because he's Ocho Cinco. So everything he comes out of his mouth is Pepe with Bill is crazy. What does it mean when there's a number pound sign before something in a Twitter?
Is that the link?
Well, yeah.
If you say a team name, it's going to have a number sign.
It's not a link. What it is it creates a trend. So let's just say that you're at a conference. You do the hash mark in the conference name. Everybody else who's tweeting about that conference does the same thing. So every one of those tweets become grouped together.
Did you do that the other day with something?
Yeah, I did. I think I did.
You put all the words without spaces.
Yeah, I said looking on the bright side with a hash mark. And then maybe people will start doing the same
thing.
This was
a pound sign, like a number.
Yeah, I'm talking about a pound sign.
Yeah.
It was a pound sign before.
Pound sign is a hash mark.
No.
That's the same thing.
No, pound sign is the number sign.
A hash mark
is just a slash.
Yeah.
Well, in my mind, the hash mark is the two.
I think it's a link, Andy, and I don't think it goes in there.
It's not a link. The hash mark,
because you can't click on it.
Yeah.
You can't.
No. Yeah. There are actual.
I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about.
You don't know the difference between a pound sign and a hash mark.
Okay. You want to call it a pound sign? That's what it is.
That's what everybody calls it. Like when you get your voicemail, it says enter your password and then press the pound key.
Or like
actually, a hash mark is what's on the football field. That's a slash and a backslash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poundy.
Then we'll call it pound sign. So that's what it is.
We are the rest of the world. That's what it is.
I love when he's so condescendingly. Guys, we'll call it a pound sign.
We'll call him Fred Kirsch for the rest of the show.
I think I've also heard it called hashtags.
Hashtags.
That might be the name
that
of,
might,
of
that
what
might
that
be what
is.
It's called.
But the symbol itself
is a pound
sign. That's why I think we're talking about two different things. I still think we're talking about two different things.
Looks like a tic-tac-toe on a slant, right?
Yes, exactly.
Those are hashtags.
Yeah.
Or
hashtags
pound sign.
With a pound sign. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're meant to
now
group,
maybe in Twitter
group
in Twitter parlance it may be called hashtags.
I'm sorry, we don't speak geek here.
So that's the point of it to group
things together. So when you have it, and then things can be trending, you know.
So when you tweet something and you have the word a team name in it, you have to put that in there?
You don't have to. No.
No, but I'm saying in order for that to show up.
And the searches, it helps with the searches. So
see, I can't imagine all these players put that stuff in there. So it helps with the search.
They don't.
Well, why are they always littered with them?
Maybe somebody's tweeting for them.
You can click on it as a search.
Yeah.
Because I just clicked on Giffords.
That's why you
do it. There was a CNN one with Giffords, and it was pound Giffords.
So it kind of, in other words, it keeps it as a conversation. It groups it as
like
a conversation.
Thread,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you have to physically put that in. You can't just write Giffords.
No, you have to put the pound signed in.
He's so mad.
Yes.
Jeez.
He's going to swear today.
Where's Brooklyn Matt when you need him?
I'm not sure he'll be on your side.
I'm pretty sure Brooklyn Matt would be on Andy's side. It'd be the first time ever.
Everyone on Twitter calls them hashtags.
That might be what it's called on Twitter.
But the actual symbol is a pound sign. These are the things we argue about in the offseason. Why couldn't there be football today?
Did you see the discussion of
it's cute the way you pretend.
Possibly being in consideration?
I'm sorry,
I'm trying to talk football here.
I know, somebody's talking in the background. I can't hear.
Dean Pease, rumors, connections, Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator originally. But then it got poo-pooed that they haven't even asked permission yet from the Ravens. So just
there's
a
been
Patriots
a lot of
name.
Philadelphia Eagles stuff that seems to be wrong.
Those lines, I was asked on the radio this morning if I'd heard anything about Bill O'Brien maybe going elsewhere to be an offensive coordinator.
Well, you know what I thought.
Where'd that come from?
Well, let's talk about that. I haven't heard that, and that's very interesting. But it would really kill me because he said he would go to the coach's clinic this year.
Well, he might go as the offense. Yeah. It's better for you. He has a title.
That's true.
With a better.
But
yeah, he's from here.
Titles are fine. Yeah. Nothing wrong with
it. Before we get to that, the Eagles thing was interesting when they let go of the defensive coordinator at the end of the season. Andy Reid's comments were that the shadow of Jimmy Johnson was just too big. So this, you know,
so they canned him.
Oh yeah,
I thought he just left.
Oh no, well he did, but they told him to.
No, I.
He just left after they told him.
You knew what I meant.
So no,
but I saw that like the Denver Post said something about Jim Mora, and it's not true. Is that the one for Philadelphia?
Jim Mora issued a statement saying
never
I appreciate
candidate.
The interest from Denver and Philadelphia, or whatever, but it's not right.
Sounds like
he put out a Pioli release.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds like he wanted certain authority that they weren't willing to give him. What it sounded to me.
So Dean P's name has popped up in that mix.
So that's interesting, but more interesting is what you just mentioned. Where did you see this about Bill O'Brien?
I was asked on 98.5, a side topic we need to get to at some point. Is that my sub? Did you get the same kind of sub as me? I was asked on 98.5 if I had heard the rumors or anything about Bill O'Brien leaving to become or considered coordinator jobs anywhere, and I said, no, actually I haven't. I kind of assume he's going to get the coordinator title now
question.
Here. Yeah, but I don't think they would have asked it out of nowhere.
Unless they heard
it felt like they had.
Why not?
Because I don't.
Every
think
year
would.
Somebody leaves, so it's just natural to wonder if he will.
It felt like they must have had Twitter, Facebook, something.
I got a feeling though, if he was, we would have heard about it by now.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah,
I think he's going to get the coordinator title finally.
I hope
now.
So.
Yeah, because
last
year,
great offensive year, except for last
year, didn't we hear he was rumored to go to Syracuse?
Yes.
And
actually, that was reported.
Yeah, and
that was like
maybe one other job.
Kind of out there. Yeah, but I think he's going to get the coordinator job. I think that would hurt him if he left. I mean, now you're in trouble. I don't know who would be next in line.
Right.
To call the plays. And I mean, I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't pose a candidate right now.
No, now you'd be scrambling, I think. You'd have to bring somebody in.
Because I don't know anything about, like, Brian Ferentz. If any of those guys are anywhere near capable, ready to.
Yeah.
Do that.
See the story that McDaniels' brother might become the quarterback coach for the Rams? First name is escaping me.
So they just let him bring him everywhere? Does he write that into his contract? Paragraph 7, my brother comes with me?
Part of the paragraph 5 salary?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not for that. Well, we saw in Washington what kind of problems that causes when you have the family together.
Yeah, you don't want
together.
Families in the league, the Harbaughs, the Ryans.
No, working together, because who are you going to side with? You know, you're going to fire your brother? How do you do? You're going to fire your son? How do you do that?
You could,
but it's not easy. I mean, you really think Shanahan, if Kyle was doing a terrible job, would fire his son? How does that work?
So should Jonathan not be running this team?
Well, the difference is McDaniels doesn't have authority to fire. So
right.
if they wanted to fire
McDaniels'
brother,
right,
they'd fire him.
Yeah.
But a bigger issue would Tutcher and Rich, the 98.5, as Fred would say.
Yeah, what is this now?
Somebody apparently was selling me out because they
on this show.
Blindsided me.
One of our listeners.
In my appearance this morning and said, we're hearing that, was it you?
No. I don't even know what you're talking
they don't even know who you are, probably.
Yeah,
that was Kevin off the air. Blindsided when I went on saying, Andy, before we get into our football talk, we're hearing that you have a little internet radio show or something.
Little.
That's what I should have said. Where you rip us and say that we have a terrible morning show here. To which I said, I don't think I said you have a terrible morning show. I said, I don't agree with your sense of humor and always get it. But the bigger question is, I want to know, it sounded like they were reading tweets or Facebooks or something. I want to know which of our listeners sold me out to Toucher and Rich. And then I concluded by telling them to listen at noon. I'd probably be ripping them.
You know,
they weren't funny again this morning.
We love them, but you know who causes trouble, or tries to cause trouble for us?
Who?
Strippers.
Oh, I'm okay.
You sold us out to Pro Football Talk.
What?
You mean Pro Football Focus?
Yeah, whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, that's all right. Anyway. I don't care about
very
that.
Different. One is a raging success that everywhere I go now I have to see, hear, or read Mike Florio. No offense to you, Pro Football Focus guys.
Well, it's interesting you bring up Mike Florio because something we were talking about the other day, he expanded on, and I forgot what it was.
I could see that coming because he had that look in his eyes.
Shoot. Anyway, it was a topic.
Patriots-related?
Yeah, it was a topic we were talking about that we all were kind of speculating on or giving our opinion on, and he had the same opinion.
Brady?
And went further on it.
I saw that post. He was talking about the Nut Wizard.
No. Good attempt at being funny, though, Paul.
Everybody else laughed.
Maybe your best attempt ever at being funny, Fred.
just because you can't take when it comes back at you.
I know, I can't take
Andy it. And Eric both laughed.
Yeah.
Was it Brady-related? How Brady's performance?
Jets-related, playoff-related, Welker-related.
Welker?
I'm sorry.
The fake punt.
I'm sorry. It wasn't the fake punt. I'm sorry. Anyway, maybe Kevin, you can look in Pro Football Talk.
He doesn't know what he's looking for, though.
No, well, something Patriots.
Yeah, just it was a post today, so look at his today posts.
Today posts.
And while you're doing that, I'll get to an email. Jerry from Dublin, Ohio, originally from Chicopee.
Isn't that where Roethlisberger's from?
Dublin, Ohio? I don't know. I listened to the first 30 minutes of your post-Pats collapse show today, and I have to be honest and say I'm not impressed. I hear a lot of hemming and hawing, and you guys are coming across like a bunch of corporate apologists. Sounds like the four blind guys trying to describe an elephant. Okay, you're on the payroll, but is that any reason not to tell it like it is? The blame for this collapse.
What are you talking about?
The blames for this collapse belong squarely at Belichick's feet. He did not have the team ready either physically or mentally. He had no response to the tight end press, to tight press coverage or the blitzes. What? He didn't expect either of those? Now, he does have a long history of ignoring the fact that his QB is getting killed, like in the Giants Super Bowl. But during the year, he did have Brady occasionally rolling out a few steps in order to gain a second or two. Why not in the playoffs? I will also argue that his petty, nonsensical benching of Welker, while it was not the defining factor in the loss, certainly did not help the Pats' mindset. I think you all would be better served by placing responsibility where it belongs, and that's squarely at the feet of Bill Boy Genius Belichick. Wow.
I believe we did.
I believe we did, too. I believe I've done it on multiple media outlets.
I believe we
were
upset that he let his safety and personal protector on the punt team out to dry on that play by not standing up for him Sunday night after the game or Monday morning in his press conference.
I'm still waiting for the Jets to blitz. Other than that, the Jets blitzed about three or four.
Is this guy a Patriots fan?
Well, that really jumps out at me.
The Jets blitzed about three or four times the whole game, to their admission, by the way.
The problem was not Brady not having time. The problem was everyone was covered. We saw so many times him looking, plenty of time.
Yeah.
You know, almost
to the point where you wanted him to run.
Right, almost an amazing amount of time. It was the opposite of blitzing. Now,
if we're going to say anything about being apologists, I would say that maybe we let Brady off the hook a little bit because I don't think he played very well, and I think we're talking more about the guys not being open and the defensive game plan and whatnot, when the fact of the matter is Brady did not play well. Maybe we're letting him off the hook. Andy was pretty critical of Belichick, and not just the game plan, but the mindset going into the playoffs. That's been one of Andy's sticking points going back to Arizona. You know, when we were 18-0 and we treated it just like a business trip, just any other game, and you know, don't you know, upsets can happen, and let's watch Miracle on the plane. So maybe, you know, maybe we give ourselves something to worry about. I mean, the whole thing to me is something that we've talked about a lot, and we talked about it a lot on Tuesday. The mindset going into the playoffs, it's a different game, and we treat it just like any other game.
Look, I understand people are angry and disappointed and upset and, you know, made us all look bad because, you know, we expected to win, and whether it's with your friends or other Jets fans that you know, we all look bad. We all were humiliated in this loss. But to say it's, you know, Bill Belichick's fault that they lost, I just think it's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. What? They all had some part in it, obviously, you know, from the coaches on down to the players. But to say it's one guy's fault, you know, it's just, I just think it's ridiculous
to say he's the reason why they won?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the only reason,
we say that a lot.
Well, I think he's a factor, but I don't think that he's the only reason, obviously, and he's not the only reason why they lose. You know?
I agree, but I think we say that they win because of him a lot.
I think he's definitely a plus when you look at the matchups. Having him is a plus. You know, but that doesn't mean you win every game.
Interesting question from this week. Swap just the coaches. Who do you think would have won the game?
Jets. Yeah.
I'd say the Jets.
Yeah. Me too. I just, you know, we like to pose those various little permutations and hypotheticals.
Sure.
I would take the Jets with Bill Belichick.
Yep. The Jets did, they had the perfect plan, I guess, you know, because we haven't seen Brady like that all year, really. Well, except for the first time they played the Jets, but for different reasons.
I really say
Cleveland.
I don't think I've seen Brady like that, quote unquote, all year.
Yeah.
Not just the physical, but then the way it manifested itself into emotion or lack thereof or confusion and the looks. As I said, there were those plays where after the ball was incomplete, you looked at him, and he's still scanning the field almost like saying, I don't really know where I should have gone. I don't know what I should have done there. And I think that's rare. I'm not saying he completes all his passes or it always works, but it always seems like he knows what should have happened, kind of where he should have gone.
What we missed.
This just felt like, right. I don't have an answer. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing here.
Right.
That's weird to me. And that's not foot-related. He bounced around the pocket all day long.
I thought his movement in the pocket was excellent Sunday.
He didn't look, and by the way, though, when I said he looked medicated and glazed over post-game, is there a chance he was medicated and glazed over?
We said that Tuesday as well.
He looked like he was on Percocets or something. Maybe he was.
Maybe.
Maybe he was in a lot of pain. And, you know, the shot, yeah, he shots for the game, but as that wears off, maybe he starts taking oral. Yeah,
I don't doubt that he was in pain, because when he missed at least three times Wednesday practice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it kind of flies in the face of he said he was playing in the Pro Bowl. He expected
and
he was ready to go to rehab.
And
no
he played
rehab.
As good as
no,
he's
but
played
even beyond
in
that,
career.
I mean, he basically, it's being painted as up until yesterday afternoon or whatever, he was going to Hawaii. He was playing in the Pro Bowl. He felt fine. And it's almost like they said, this is something you don't have to do, but then we'll have to worry about mid-year next year. Will it be sore?
Right.
Let's get this cleaned up now. And it almost like surprised him.
Brings up a good point, though, Andy. If this goes back to 2007, early 2008 in the playoffs, when he had the boot on before the Super Bowl, he had that same glassy-eyed look during the Super Bowl. And presumably he was in a lot of pain leading up to that game. Maybe he was medicated during that game.
Maybe he has adverse reactions to pain medication. It hurts his play.
Right. And maybe during the regular season they give him a day off on a Wednesday so that it's enough that he doesn't need as much on that Sunday.
Possible, but you know what?
You might want to turn your mic on.
It's possible, but I don't want to hear it.
He had a whole extra week off this week.
Yeah,
he did.
I don't want to hear the injuries.
Maybe it got worse. Maybe that's part of the reason why he has that look on those days.
I just don't want to hear it.
I like speculating.
I'm with Fred.
You know, Drew Coleman was supposed to have a bad knee, and he played great. You know, I don't want to hear it.
I know you don't want to hear
that's what I generally go with. If you're on the field, I expect you to play.
Right.
But maybe that's a reason why he was acting like
it
that.
It might be.
See,
but
to me, I'm going to go back on the physical that I saw because I can't get inside a guy's head. Now, Eric's... I mean, there's nothing outrageous about, you know, those theories. I mean, I'm not saying they're wrong. I don't know. But against the Giants, I saw a guy who was not moving in the pocket very well, was not doing anything to avoid the rush. The subtle little movements that have sort of defined him were gone. Sunday, as Andy just pointed out, I thought he moved exceptionally well in the pocket to avoid pressure, bought himself all kinds of extra time, just never found anybody. That, to me, is not about the foot.
No, it's about the medication. He was dazed and confused.
But he was moving and avoiding guys fine.
Because he was medicated. He didn't feel anything. Mentally, he was foggy.
Yeah, mentally, he couldn't see anybody, but he could see the rush.
But if you buy what...
Why? Why can you see guys and avoid them, but you can't see
receivers?
But if
you receivers? Buy what...
Because reading a play is different than there's a guy 3 yards away running right
Andy,
at me. Gets the hell out of the way.
Not to me, there's not.
If you buy
you do it with your eyes.
Andy.
Oh, I think
one is
instinct,
much more different.
Fight or flight, and the other is... reads progressions, the play, where guys are going to be.
Andy, if you buy what Ron Jaworski says, who was watching it with the All-22.
No question. It's called speculation.
If you know, who was watching the All-22 film, he says it wasn't like he was missing guys. There just wasn't anyone open.
That's not what Jaws said. He said he left plays on the field.
He said he was seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
Seeing ghosts about the pressure. But it's not like...
And coverage.
He said he left guys on the left plays on the field. It's not like nobody was open.
He mentioned one play with Woodhead. But other than that, he said that the Jets had everything covered.
I didn't hear him. I read the quotes, and the quotes I read didn't say that.
I don't know.
I heard him say he was seeing ghosts. They kept playing that on EEI.
Yeah, but I read the same thing Andy did. It sounded like he left plays out on the field.
Absolutely. That's the tenor of that quote was that he left plays on the field.
Well, if that's the case, then, you know, maybe. I heard it and read it more like, you know, there wasn't much for him. You know, the Jets had a great game plan.
That's what Ron Borges was spinning. I was spinning the other. I think Brady didn't make throws he needs to make. And I took Jaworski as backing me up. There were openings.
This is the way we do it all the time. It's 100% one or the other. The Patriots, did the Patriots have a great game plan on December 6th when they won 45-3? I'm sure they did, right? Well, don't you think the Jets had a terrible one?
Yeah.
So, you know.
They said as much.
It's not all 100%, you know, one of the Jets did have a good game plan on Sunday, and the Patriots also had opportunities to make plays that they didn't, despite the fact that the Jets had a good game plan. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not just all about one team and what one team does.
Minna writes in, just talking about being optimistic for next year and this young team developing, I'd usually be right on board, but this past Sunday really crushed my spirits. At one point, I believe it was right after the long drive resulting in an inability to convert, I realized something. The Patriots have yet to win a playoff game since January of 2008, the AFC Championship game leading into that Super Bowl. As soon as we were down, it was somehow too familiar, and I just can't remember any games where we were able to rally back from a deficit. I don't know if this is a mental thing or preparation or physical or the fact that we don't do well when the spotlight of the NFL world is on us or what, but the fact has really brought me down and shaken my beliefs. Still will be a diehard Pats fan, still will hang on every word that trickles out of Belichick's mouth, but just a bit more skeptical of what is happening in that locker room and practice field from the end of regular season onward. P.S. Now I got to watch a terrible AFC game with those blank talkers and rapists. I don't know who I want to lose. So, look, I mean, the Patriots are back in the pack. It's, you know, they don't cruise through the playoffs anymore. They're susceptible to everything else that all these other teams are susceptible now.
But they're not back in the pack. They were the number one seed, best team in football.
In a year where there wasn't much of a separation between
But it was the same year the following week when they were anointed the number one seed. It was the same year.
But
you were playing the teams you had already beaten. You were playing in a postseason with those bad teams.
I know what you're
saying. With a much better defense.
Who had a much better defense?
Those years when they were, you know, number one seed in the playoffs.
No, Fred, you just said they were the number one seed and best team in football in a year when it wasn't that good. Playoffs were in that year when it wasn't that good. It was the same competition.
Paul knows what
I'm saying. I know what you're saying.
It's hard to articulate.
I think what you're saying, Fred, is this 14-2 wasn't the same as that 14-2. They weren't the best team football. They had the best record in football, and there's a difference. Is that what you're saying? I don't want to speak for you if that's not what you're saying. That's how I feel.
No.
I don't know how you feel.
I feel they were the best team in football.
I think they played the best. I don't think they were the best.
But
in 2004, I think they were the best. They didn't have the better record. They didn't have a better record than Pittsburgh, but I think they were a better team.
I think we saw in this year that
a win-based formula.
If Brady isn't, you know, leading the team and having a Brady game, they're going to lose. You know?
I think it's pretty simple. When Brady doesn't play well, they lose. They won a lot of playoff games in those first 10 games that he won. That he didn't play exceptionally
well. Exactly.
And they won.
Right.
That can't happen anymore.
Right. that's, you know, that's what makes them, that's one of the things that makes them vulnerable. And that, and, you know, a defense that's going to give up a key play here and there when, you know, in the past they could come up with a key stop. You know, relying on turnovers was great. That was a great ride, being plus 28 this year. But, you know, there's a difference between relying on the big play to stop another team and just really just stopping them and making them punt. You know,
a lot of defenses do that. There's not a lot of defenses that are flat out shut down three and outs every time out there. There's a lot of defenses that have been considered very good and won championships.
No, most teams are like
turnovers.
The Patriots.
Right.
Most teams are like the Patriots. That's why.
But even winning teams, I'm saying.
Yeah. But it's hard to do that. The Saints did it last year. But we all admit it's hard to do that. You know, someone made a.
I think it's hard to do the other thing too.
You know, someone had a did some research a couple days ago, and they said that, you know, 70% of the teams that win in the playoffs have, quote unquote, the better defense. You know, what does that mean? Yardage, points allowed? I don't know. But 70% of the time, the
I think
team
that's
with,
exactly what it means.
The team with the better defense going in wins.
And the four remaining teams statistically are in the top 10 in all those in both of those categories.
Top 6 in points.
Yeah.
So there's something to that, you know, yeah. You know, but that's why I'm optimistic for the future, because I think this defense will get better. I heard Borges on the radio arguing with a caller yesterday saying that there's no given that all these young guys that you're counting on, Patrick Chung and McCourty and all these guys, will progressively get better. No, there isn't.
If he had said that, I would have agreed with them. But what he said was, there's no such thing as natural progression. And that's one of the most insane statements I've ever heard in my life. It was one of those, like when you and I get backed into a corner, Andy, and we just start wailing away without even thinking. We just start yelling. That's what he was doing. A guy called him on something. He's like, oh, natural progression. There's no natural progression. Shut up. Guys get better. You know, the whole, I know you make fun of me and Eric, but, you know, with our year two jump thing that you've translated to year five.
I'm okay with year two. Year five is the one.
The
that
year two
me.
Jump is a real thing, just like the rookie wall is a real thing.
Yeah, but I can see what Borges. You know,
there's no guarantee the guys are going to get better.
And
that's correct.
And everyone's progression is different.
That's correct.
So
too.
You can't say that there is a progression for everyone. It's different for everybody. And I think that was his point, that you can't. There's no guarantee.
There's
that
a chance the defense will be worse next year than it was this year. There is a chance.
Sure, there is. I think.
I don't think if you ask Patriots fans that they think there's a chance of that.
You think
it's
a small.
But if you were to step back and just look at it objectively,
I think there's a big chance because of what you talked about with the turnovers.
But do you think there's a better chance it gets better or
no? I think the chances are you're not going to force all those interceptions that you did this year.
But
and that way you're not going to be as good next year defensively if you don't.
Well, do you have to maybe? But if you improve,
but if you get playmakers,
right? If you improve your play, maybe you don't rely on the turnover as much.
Oh yeah, if the defense changes, I was going with kind of the personnel that's here.
Yeah,
yeah.
If they bring
trade for Julius Peppers, I'm good.
Well, that's different. That's different. I was
or draft Quinny.
I was also going to give. Came very close to wasting your time with a Northeastern analogy that I'll save.
I wish you'd do that more often.
Save things.
Fred doesn't. He thought you were going into that Northeastern analogy and has a massive bite of roast beef in his mouth.
No, this would only lead to Andy yelling at me. He's already yelled at me twice today.
Really? Whose French fries are these just sitting here?
I ate
Do they go with Dvorkin? Did Dr. order fries with a sub that he steals?
All I know is that when you look at the Patriots,
eat some.
The way they're constituted, it's not one of those teams where you go, well, you know, so-and-so's going to lose a step.
No.
You know, so that's, you know.
What it comes down to is how many of those young guys that got their feet wet this year do you think can play?
Right.
That's the question.
But the guys who are now your, you know, foundation.
Well, some of those you can ask if they're going to lose it. Like Branch and Welker, I don't know exactly what they're going to be.
I'm just talking about defense. Oh.
Ty Warren, what's he going to be when he comes back?
Well, that's a good question.
Gerard Warren, what's he going to be?
If he comes back.
I mean, he really, I think, fell off the cliff halfway through the year. I don't know how you guys feel.
Well, he clearly got banged up.
Yeah.
They were
the Bears game, he got an injury.
Cajoling him to get him back
that's
on the
what
field.
Happens with guys in their mid-30s.
Right, but I'm assuming he'll be healthy to start
and he
the
said
year
he wants to come back.
Right, so if he's here.
I think he'll be back.
I think so.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I would assume, but I have no idea.
What are his options?
I don't know. Go somewhere else.
For what, though?
Seemed pretty basic.
It's going to be.
Can win the Super Bowl elsewhere, Paul.
Yeah, but my guess is the money's not going to come into a play.
No.
And he likes it here. He said, anyway.
Sure.
I suppose that gets back to Eric's thing. When do you believe the guys and when don't you? I don't know.
Bill doesn't sign him. He'll break his bleeping arm.
Money.
Dan in Washington, D.C., I agree the Pats and Brady looked uptight. Sometimes maybe you can be over-prepared so that it takes away from just playing football. It's too bad that the loss somehow validates Rex Ryan and his players' approach to the game of football. I hope they don't win it all for that reason alone. Also, even
it's
though...
It's funny. There's a part of me that's thinking the opposite.
Well,
I hate
Rex Ryan I'm okay with, but...
I'm talking about the style.
Antonio Cromartie, I don't really want to validate anything he does on this planet.
I said last week that I don't think that that's the same as what Rex Ryan does.
It isn't.
I don't agree with that.
It unfairly gets lumped in.
Yeah. But I'm talking about this. You got to just be straight and narrow and tell the other team how great you think they are. I don't think that wins games.
It's like when I was rooting for Steve Spurrier to succeed. You know, yeah. He failed miserably. But
right. Exactly the same.
I wanted him to show up at 8 coming from the golf course
Perfect
with his
analogy.
Visor on and... win.
There
he
are
didn't.
A lot of different ways you can coach and win in all sports, and there's no one way that
we're not like, saying our way is the only way,
right? This whole validation of
no, but it
one way
like,
over the
it
other
seems
is
like
really
most,
annoying.
Most
to me.
Teams have adopted that approach, whereas the Jets now are the vocal minority,
right?
When they come out and say,
"Well, they're
really
they're
feel.
The extreme.
They are yeah. the extreme, but yeah. they are the minority."
And
teams that
it's
come
harder
out and say what
way.
They really think.
You put a bullseye on your back. I think it's harder their way. I think it's easier to just shut up and be boring, and I think that's easier to do.
Also, even though the Pats played poorly and were trying to work through their funk all game, they had a chance, emphasize chance, to win that game all the way to the end. I have watched so many of those types of games in the past, especially during the Parcells era, where we pulled it out and therefore held out hope until the end. In any event, the Jets played their best game of the season, and we played our worst, and they only got us by 7 points. So, well, I'm not taking any.
Did I do good not taking the bait on that one? Best game of the year, worst game of the year.
Mitch from Florida says
that game missed that Cleveland game, by the way.
Plus, that game wasn't close.
Because the Cleveland game was the worst game of
Don't
the year.
Deceive yourself either into thinking that game was close Sunday. It wasn't.
I think they had a chance at
14-11.
They had,
exactly, they had a
chance to steal the game.
Yes.
Just like they had a chance to steal the Super Bowl against the Giants.
Right.
They got thoroughly outplayed in both games.
Right. But they were in the game.
Yeah.
Right up until
especially they weren't. Especially 14-11. They had the momentum.
Yeah.
They got a touchdown, 2-point conversion. Kickoff, you get a stop, you get the
and
ball
God
back.
And God knows, if they didn't do the stupid fake punt, you go into the locker room 7-3 instead of 14-3.
Right.
That's
but,
a big
you know,
deal.
This whole,
that's a big difference.
Okay, maybe
I like his tone.
Maybe I am
that's
taking
stupid. Dude,
maybe
stupid.
I am taking the bait then. You know, yeah, the Patriots made a lot of mistakes. I mean, Crumpler drops a touchdown, they throw the pick, they have the fake punt, and the Jets are looking at it saying, I take offense to you saying that I played the best game of the year. I had fumbles that I was trying to pick up and run with that I dropped. I had a big face mask penalty that sprung a drive early in the game. They made a ton of mistakes in the game. Mark Sanchez missed wide open guys throughout the first half. I mean, they had all kinds of opportunities. The Jets probably feel, at 14-11, the Jets probably felt we should be up 28-10 right,
right
now.
The Patriots played down to their level because Jets make those mistakes a lot. Mitch in Florida.
So you admit that both teams played poorly then?
No, Jets played the way they usually play.
Right, so you admit both teams played poorly then?
Well, Jets
the Patriots played poorly, you said.
Patriots play below their
usual
level.
And the Jets play their normal level.
Right.
Right. So if the Jets at their worst were better than you. Let's move on.
No, that's not true. Because they weren't at their worst, Paul.
You said that's what they normally do?
I said that's their normal. That's not their worst.
So they played poorly.
They played their normal level.
They played poorly, though.
You think their normal level is poor?
You said the Patriots got down to the Jets level and the Patriots played poorly.
Esoteric argument going on.
For the Patriots.
Right. And they went down to the Jets level.
Semantic
the Patriots
argument.
Played poorly
no,
and went down to the
no,
Jets level.
It's all relative, Paul. You're not.
I caught you. Just admit
no,
it.
No, you're not.
I
you
caught you.
No, the Patriots played below their usual level.
Exactly. I agree.
Right?
I agree wholeheartedly. So did the Jets.
For their level, they
the
played
Jets
poorly.
The Jets played below their level as well.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They
that's
played.
What you, that's what you said, not me.
I said the Jets
that's
played.
What you said.
I said the Jets played.
No, he said they played at their normal level,
right.
Which is normally
right. But he said
less
the Patriots played poorly. So the Jets played normal.
No.
Normal equal poorly. That's what he said.
For
he said
what
the Patriots played poorly and brought the Jets down to their level.
No,
the Jets brought the Patriots down to their level.
Yep.
That means normal for the Jets equals poorly for the Patriots on Sunday. Correct? That's what he said.
But
no
that,
further questions.
But that doesn't mean the Jets played
no
poorly.
No further questions.
That doesn't mean the Jets played poorly.
Remember
that's what you said.
No, I didn't.
You said the Patriots played poorly.
Saving us
and,
all a half hour of our life.
And
we could never
the Jets
back.
Down to their level. I mean, the Jets
He's
sucked
abandoned
the Patriots
that.
Down to their level.
And
the Jets sucked the Patriots down to their level.
No, I did not say that.
That's exactly what you said.
But that doesn't mean the Jets played poorly, Paul.
But you said the Jets sucked the Patriots down to their level. The Patriots played poorly.
The Patriots played below their level.
Poor levels.
Can we just admit that neither team played anywhere near as well as they can play?
No, I think the Jets played as well as they could play.
You're out of your mind. If you think they played as well yesterday, a Sunday, as they did in week 2, you think that was the same game?
I swear. I think they played better than week two.
You're out of your mind. They dominated week two.
The first half of week two, they dominated?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They had the ball for 2 minutes.
And they still were down 14-10.
They didn't dominate, Paul.
They dominated the whole second half.
Okay. You're saying this game, they dominated the whole game.
I don't think they dominated. I think they should have, but they made all kinds of mistakes.
This is where I have you, because about 5 minutes ago, you said the Jets dominated the whole game. You said, I'm not going to take the bait.
But they made mistakes. And if they didn't make the mistakes, it would have been week two. A blowout, just like week two.
And my point is the Jets don't play games without making mistakes.
Okay.
They haven't all year.
All I know is you said the Jets sucked the Patriots down to their level and played poorly. You said that's what the Jets normally do.
The Patriots
played
poorly.
So therefore you say the Jets won by playing poorly. No.
The Jets played as high a level as they could possibly
play. Well, you're out of your
play.
Mind if you really think that.
I do.
This whole thing started as a joke.
I do.
Now you're out of your mind if you think the Jets played as well as they can play.
I do.
How long are we going here?
So it's ridiculous. So you're saying,
and I think Rex Ryan agrees with me.
Wait a minute, but to follow your logic, then that means that they play at their highest level every week. If how they played was how they normally
they're
play,
they're pretty consistent.
So they consistently play their best game every week.
It's amazing that a team as sloppy as that can find a way to get to the AFC Championship game. That's stunning to me.
Well, when they have a great defense, that's what happens.
Well, I thought they were just sloppy and make mistakes. That's what they normally do. That's what you said.
I said
you don't think they made mistakes on defense, Sonny? Not falling on fumbles?
I think,
and kicking the ball all over the place? Having face mask penalties on 3rd and 17?
Paul, you know, you don't
they
even.
They made a ton of mistakes.
They had one of the best defensive games of any team in the NFL this year.
Wow. Okay.
You don't think so?
Whatever makes you get sleep better during the course of the winter
you don't
is,
believe
all, is
that.
All for you.
You don't believe that. You just think the Patriots all out suck.
No, I think on Sunday they sucked.
Because of the Jets' defense.
They had something
you
to do with
no
it,
yeah. Credit.
I give them a lot of credit.
I give them all the credit.
No, you don't. You just said the Patriots sucked down to the Jets' level.
I just said the Jets.
You contradict yourself with every other sentence.
You got to separate offense and defense. I said the Jets' defense played probably one of the best games of any
I
NFL
think the Jets' defense played very well, but they left a lot of mistakes out there. They had opportunities to score and didn't.
I'm talking about their defense, Paul.
I'm talking about their defense.
Yeah.
The Jets' defense had three opportunities to score and didn't score in any of them.
Okay. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
What?
It's unbelievable to me that you can't just say the Jets are a good team, Fred. That's the embarrassing part. You can't just say that they're good.
I don't think they're as good as the Patriots.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I don't know why if you would switch coaches on Sunday that the other team would win. So now you think the other team's got a better coach? Andy asked you if you switch coaches on Sunday, who would win? You
I said the Jets.
Said the Jets.
Yeah.
So now suddenly they're not as good a team as the Patriots.
If they play the same
I don't know
way,
how switching the coaches now would change that.
I'm assuming
I'm assuming that
both coaches would have the same game plan. That's what I'm assuming. And they would play the same way. You know?
I don't even know what that means. What game plan?
You mean Bill would have used his game
Bill
plan?
Bill would have used Rex Ryan's
yeah,
game plan?
Exactly.
So Bill would have used Rex Ryan's
no,
game plan?
No,
against
Bill,
the Patriots.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he would have. I don't know. That's the way to beat the Patriots. Pressure the guys off the line of scrimmage, you know, cover man on, you know.
I started this as a joke, but you're not taking it as a joke, so let's just
it's
move
not
on.
A joke. I believe that.
I don't know how you can switch coaches and have the team with lesser talent win. Now you think Rex Ryan's a better coach than Belichick? I don't know what you're saying. I think it's pretty clear the Jets have more talent than the Patriots. I don't know how you can
say defense, that. On defense, I would not argue that, and that's why they won, because of their defense.
But they're not good, you said. They're not as good as the Patriots, you said.
I'm separating offense from defense. The one thing that kept the Jets from having the best record in this league is their offense and Mark Sanchez. Would you not agree with that?
I don't think their defense played anywhere
would
near
as well.
Would
you not agree with that?
No, I wouldn't. I think their defense
caught
some games, too.
Oh, come on, Paul. You know damn well that...
I think Sanchez stinks, but that's not the only reason why they lost games.
That's the main reason. That's the reason why they didn't have the best.
That's the reason why they lost the majority of their games, yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
What about losing 38-34 in Chicago? Is that the offense's fault?
No further questions. Every team has a bad game.
Their defense had a lot of bad games this year.
Their defense is the reason why they are competitive. Period. Period. End of story.
Just as a definition, I just want this to go forward. Definition equal AFC championship game 2 years in a row. That's the definition of competitive. All right.
And it's because
now,
of their defense.
I want to apologize.
Is it not
I want to apologize
defense?
To that emailer before that said that we were being corporate guys and letting the team off the hook. You're right. I didn't think we were on Tuesday, but certainly that's the tack that we're taking today.
I know. This is where he gets condescending.
That's
right.
I couldn't be any more
condescending. I'm above it all.
I couldn't be any
I'm
more
going
condescending.
To prison for patronizing a
you
prostitute.
Don't believe
you
that.
You are absolutely right, because I couldn't be more condescending, because I can't separate myself from what you're saying
right now
any further than I'm
you
trying
to. You don't believe
to.
That the reason why the Jets have had success the last 2 years is because of their defense?
Absolutely.
Okay,
you think they're not talented.
Thank you.
You said they weren't as talented as the Patriots.
I just said, didn't you not hear me, that they have the best defense in the NFL?
I don't think you did hear him.
They don't have the best defense in the NFL, but the reason why they've been competitive the last 2 years, they win the majority of the games is defense, yes.
Thank you.
But you also said they're not as good as the Patriots. You're welcome.
As a team.
Holy crap.
Okay. They beat them three out of the last five.
Why did you pick the Patriots to win?
Because I was wrong. I misevaluated the talent.
Why?
I thought Sanchez would cost them the game.
So
I was wrong.
So if somehow,
I misevaluated.
So if somehow the Patriots.
At least I can admit that. I was wrong.
So if somehow the
first time you do it, it'll be the last.
So if somehow.
The next time you do it, it'll be the last.
He has to get
You're
personal.
Damn Skippy.
It's like Cromartie.
Oh, wait a minute. Why did you pick them? That's not personal.
Because I thought they were a good team.
He just says to me, why didn't you pick them? And then the next breath he says, oh, now he's got to get personal.
Did he just liken him to Cromartie?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, boy.
I picked them because I still think they're a better team.
That's fine. Again, whatever gets you through the winter feeling better about yourself. They're not better.
But you thought they were,
too. The last three out of five times they've played, they haven't been better.
If the Patriots had pulled that game out, would they have been the better team?
What are you talking about?
If they had gone 14-11 and somehow pulled that game out, would they be the better team? Would you think they were better team?
No. Playing the game the way they play on Sunday? No, I wouldn't. Now, going into the game, I thought the Patriots would win.
Here's what you would have said. This is the mark of a great team, that they can play the way they did and still win the game. That's exactly what you would have said.
Now we're having arguments about things that didn't happen.
You damn Skippy.
Yeah. Again,
You're
whatever gets you through
Skippy.
The winter feeling better about yourself.
You know, look.
You're damn Skippy.
The Jets' success is predicated
they
on their defense.
You're right. Skippy. You're absolutely right. They suck.
You even said.
They don't even belong in the NFL. They should get relegated to the D-League.
Yeah, okay. So now we're going to have an Andy Hart argument where we just throw these things
out there. Whoa, keep me out of this.
That's fine. I tried to move on several times. You just keep contradicting yourself.
Right.
They suck. They're good. They're the best defense. They can't do this. They're better than the other team. If you switch coaches, the Jets would win. I don't know how that doesn't validate that they have more talent.
If both teams play the way they did, yeah, the Jets.
No,
had the
that's not what
Andy's
question was. Was that your question? If both teams played the same way that they did,
well, I'm assuming that they would.
Didn't you just ask if you
didn't
switch
you just,
coaches?
Wasn't that your question? Switch coaches.
I'm saying the Jets are one of
the witness anyway beyond
switch
that.
Coaches. Who wins the game? That's what you asked, right?
I'm saying that the Jets are probably one of the only teams in the NFL that could have done what they did to the Patriots because of their defense.
Them in Cleveland, I guess.
Because of their Cleveland that day.
That's what they did.
They.
That's exactly what Cleveland did. They flooded the field with defensive backs, rushed with three, and whacked the crap out of the Patriots receivers.
And who on the Jets was Peyton Hillis on Sunday?
I'm just talking.
You don't think that was a part of why Cleveland won?
Now all of a sudden we have to talk about the whole team. I thought we were only talking about defense.
You don't think that had anything?
I was just talking about the defensive blueprint, which, by the way, a lot of NFL people,
NFL
people think that Rob Ryan and Eric Mangini helped out Rex Ryan on Sunday.
Whatever, but you don't think that Peyton?
Whatever, you made a good point. Whatever.
You don't think that Peyton Hillis had anything to do, and their offense had anything to do with winning that day, Paul?
I'm not really even paying attention anymore.
Why? Because you don't want to you don't want to play anymore, Paul?
No, because Eric and Andy are obviously not saying anything.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Well, forget about Eric and Andy.
And why can't we just move on?
Can somebody swear?
Well, so when you say it's time to move on, that's when we move on?
No, obviously not. Because
you got a radio gig you got to go to?
I said that 15 minutes ago.
Is there a TV camera outside here you got to go talk to?
Hey, Andy, let's not make it personal, though.
Oh, God.
No,
I want
to
get
personal.
I'm enjoying this.
Do you see the walking contradiction that this man is?
Where's the other camera? Where's the better gig?
I feel like that would be
you contradict yourself.
Time to move on.
You contradict yourself.
I would call
every
you a media whore, but I feel like that
sentence.
Would be offensive to horse.
All right, yeah.
You got mad at me because I said something personal to you, and then you just rattle off that?
Okay.
You had just asked me, who'd you pick?
Should I say it, Eric?
That's Scab we picked. I picked the Patriots.
Because you thought they were the better team.
Because I was, get this, Fred, wrong.
What?
I was wrong.
Well, how were you wrong?
Because they weren't the better team. Two out of three times this year, they weren't the better team. That makes me wrong. I was incorrect.
Well,
try it once. Look in the mirror and say I was wrong.
So
be the first time ever.
Oh, okay. Look at
now
that.
We can get personal. Oh, that's not okay. I'm sorry. I thought that was okay. I thought those personal shots were okay. Now
it's
but
fine.
Evidently they're only okay if you're taking them at me.
It's fine. You know, it's fine.
Right. It's fine as long as you're doing it to me. You get all offended if I do it back.
I know, but you know, you're quick to jump off. You know when
jump off what? I was wrong. That's all I'm saying.
You're wrong about the pick, but you don't have to.
No, I wasn't wrong about the pick. I was wrong about my evaluation. I was wrong about everything.
Everything.
Yes. I was wrong. It's very simple. I didn't think that offense could be stopped. I was incorrect. I thought the offense was on a roll. I was wrong.
We all said before the game, if there's one way that the Jets can win this game, it's because of their defense. Before the game, we said that.
I didn't think there was any scenario the Patriots could, the Jets could win the game without scoring in the 30s. I didn't think there was any. I was so wrong about what I thought going into this game. I was wrong in every facet of the game.
But the point is, Paul, everybody was.
But that doesn't make me right. Just because I have strength in numbers, I was wrong. But I don't sit there afterwards and say, well, yeah, but if Crumpler had caught the ball, I would have been right. No, I was wrong. That's what other people are doing on the radio. Well, everybody else had it wrong, too. Well, that doesn't make it any better. It doesn't make it any better. I miscalculated a lot of things about that game.
Well, for example, Seattle against New Orleans Saints. Everybody was wrong. But you still wouldn't say that Seattle's the better team.
No, but that was one time they beat them. This is three out of the last five, Fred. At what point do we just sit there and say, hey, maybe the other team is just as good as us? And the only reason why we beat them is because our quarterback played.
Well, we started this whole thing off by me saying that there's not a lot of separation between all these teams.
Oh, is that how we started the whole thing off with this conversation?
Yeah.
Because I missed that part. I thought the Jets sucked us down to their level, and we played poorly. And that's how they always play. That's how I remember it started.
Here's what I'll say. The Patriots played below their level. The Jets played as good as they could play.
I'll wave a white flag just to get through this.
That's
the premise of the whole thing that I think is asinine.
That's my contention.
The Jets played as well as they can play. That's ridiculous.
I think you put this defensive game plan in Canton right next to Belichick's in 0-1 against the Rams.
Okay.
I think it was that good a defensive game plan, and I give credit to their personnel because there's one of the few teams in the league that could pull that off.
How'd the Rams play that day?
What do you mean, how'd they play that day?
I'm just wondering, by comparison to the Patriots and the Jets, I'm wondering how you thought the Rams played that day.
I think they came back in the second half. They played like, you know, competitors.
I almost swore.
Well, then keep going.
You almost got what I was looking for.
So what are you saying? The Rams played terribly that day?
Poop. They played like, yes.
Patriots never get any credit for anything. It's unbelievable. No matter what happens, it's either the other team played poorly.
Why can't you just analyze the game and give me what you think
happened? I don't know. I'm not the one that put Belichick's game plan in Canton. I didn't do that. I didn't even suggest doing it.
Did I say there was anything wrong with the game plan?
He has two game plans in Canton.
You know, maybe the Patriots
Did I say there was anything wrong with Belichick's game plan? It was brilliant.
No, but
to take Marshall Faulk, try to, you know, hit him on every play,
but
that was brilliant.
You just said the Rams played like poop.
You don't think they did?
Sounds funny.
Patriots get no credit for
that? What did the Patriots give them in that game?
The Patriots get no credit for making them play, if you say, like poop?
I didn't say that.
You just did.
I said I thought the Rams played like poop.
We get a new
you
open.
Just did.
But I didn't say the Patriots don't get any credit for that. See, that's what you do. You make fun of Andy for the exaggerations, but you do the same thing.
I just took your words.
I asked you how you thought the Rams played. You think they played well. I think they played like crap. That doesn't mean the Patriots didn't have something to do with that.
Well,
just like the Jets.
You know you were insinuating.
Just like the Jets had something to do with the Patriots playing like crap Sunday.
And I never said they didn't.
No, you said they played. You said they played badly, like they always do.
I said they played as well as they could play.
And you said that's the way they always play.
They make mistakes.
Thank you, Eric.
He was saying.
Thank you, Eric.
He was saying the Jets made mistakes. Well, they make mistakes every game.
Thank you, Eric. At least I have one sane voice.
Yeah. They make mistakes. They got in a dogfight with Detroit.
All I wanted was,
you know, because of mistakes, but they ended up winning.
So the Patriots getting a dogfight with Detroit.
You know, but they ended up winning. You know?
We need to take a break.
We need to edit the new open.
Poop. You said poop. I said poop.
It's exactly what that email was making fun of us.
We can't give any credit ever.
No, we can't give anybody else in the league any credit. That's the problem.
I'll ask, did I give the Jets any credit for winning that game? For,
yes.
You know, what they did?
Yes.
I'm really confused.
I think you did.
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought I did.
You said they played like crap. You said the Patriots played like
you
crap.
Did say
the,
that.
Jets the Jets you sucked did say the that Patriots the Jets, down to their level. Yeah. The Patriots played sucky, and that's what the Jets always do.
You did say
that's
that.
That's exactly
that.
What you
played
said.
Down, and right. The Jets played as well as they could have.
That's right.
So
I
basically,
did say that.
Down is as well as the Jets can play. So you don't think the Jets deserve all the credit for Sunday. You think the Patriots' lousy play is the reason why they lost Sunday.
But I give a lot of
credit
for the
So you want to make fun
Patriots
of me for not knowing what you say? What you were saying.
I give a lot of that credit to the Jets' defense. You know?
You did do that. 45 minutes later.
They forced them. And a lot, you know.
All I was saying was that you didn't get the Jets' best game on Sunday, and you didn't get the Patriots' worst game on Sunday.
And I would
I would wholeheartedly disagree with
you. That's where I would
disagree
with you. I think that we got the Jets, on their defense, the best game they've played to date.
Yeah, I don't agree.
I don't either.
I would actually maybe go the other way.
Either that or
defensively, they can play much better. Offensively, you might have got pretty close to their best day.
See, here's where, if he had said that.
Because Sanchez to go 3-0
makes mistakes.
And to run the ball, I think you got close to their best day.
I would say that's
maybe
generally
add 50
what
yards to the running game.
The Jets' offense generally makes mistakes. They didn't make any.
But, Paul, it's either that. Either the Jets had one of their best defensive days, or we have all been wrong about the Patriots' offense all season.
I'm putting my hand up in the air. I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong.
About the Patriots' offense?
Yes. I was wrong. I didn't think that could happen.
And you just said it
Six
earlier.
6 weeks earlier, they decimated
you
that
You just
defense.
Said it earlier, Fred, when I said they were 14-2 and the best team in football, and you said this year. You didn't think there was that much of a divide between the Patriots and the rest.
And I still
And the
don't.
Jets are near the top of the rest, clearly.
Right.
If you thought finally, they were the rest.
I don't think that there's a lot of divide between them. I said that at the beginning.
See, now you're confusing me.
This is how we got here in the first place.
Look.
We just got confused
Look,
with our
the
arguments
Patriots
here, Fred.
Got
as
where
we
they
do,
were
as
by
we
not
do,
making
as
mistakes,
we want to
by
do.
Playing at a level that was mistake-free. The Jets forced them to make mistakes, to not play well, and they're one of the few teams that could do that because of their defense. I think their defense is that good.
But you're making it sound like the Jets just played, oh, my God, their greatest game ever, and
they
couldn't.
Didn't.
If they played 10 times, the Patriots would win 9, but on this day, actually they've played 2 out of 3, Jets win 2 out of 3. 3 out of 5, Jets win 3 out of 5. Are you going to go to 7, make it 4 out of 7?
But that's
because
the
these are all the series.
Well, if you want to look at it, it's 51, 52, 51. I mean, come on, how far, you know.
I'm actually looking at it with the current quarterback, current coach, current team.
And that's 3 out of 5.
It's
and that's
3 out of 5 and 2 out of 3.
On this,
so if they played a series, whatever
and,
the
and
short
not,
series
listen,
is,
I know,
the Jets and if, win. And if the Jets had played like they did in December, they would have got killed.
And if the Patriots
right.
played like they did
but
in September,
more
they would
have
gotten killed.
More often than not, the Jets have won. In the series of Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and those Patriots versus Rex Ryan, Mark Sanchez, and those Patriots.
Because of their defense.
And Fred,
I don't care what it's because of.
I give you that.
The Jets are.
I don't know why suddenly
Fred,
defense
how do playoff series work? Playoff series means if you win more games, you win the series. In this series, this short series, the Jets are better.
And Fred, I'm not saying.
Everybody said if the Rams and Patriots played 10 times, the Rams might win 9. You know, the little stupid little kid speech, the Russia.
And
if we play 10 times, they might beat us 9.
And I think if the Patriots
but
and
right
Jets
now,
play
the numbers
10
prove.
Times, it would go 5-5. I'm not saying, I don't think
it might.
I don't think the Jets are like
I'm going to use the numbers and say it would go 6-4 or whatever because
okay.
the Jets are slightly ahead
but I'm not
in
saying,
the series.
I want to just say, I don't think the Jets are like this head and shoulders better than the Patriots, Fred. I picked the Jets to win the division at 11-5 and the Patriots to go 10-6. That's the difference I thought in the teams were. So, I was wrong about my evaluations. I mean, again, I can't say that enough times. I'm not saying the Jets have all they have it all over the Patriots, but I don't think Sunday was a fluke. I don't think that was a fluke upset. I didn't. This is one of those things. Just because you didn't expect it to happen doesn't mean it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's happened 3 out of the last 5 times those two teams played.
I think
in
my point with the coach's
fashion,
argument,
the way,
Fred, was if you change coaches, you're saying basically match up the talent.
I know, but
and you took the Jets, so you think they're more talented. Their talented defense is better than your talented offense.
By switching coaches and taking the other team, you're admitting that you think the talent is better.
Because I think they're
better.
Both good coaches.
But don't you think
no.
that the Patriots played below the level we've seen them play for the majority
obviously.
Of the season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
but did they play below the level or did the Jets force them below the level?
I think that the defense did.
So the Jets are better,
you know?
But that's all I was trying to say. We did what we normally do and went 45 minutes on going
After
around in
promising
circles.
Me yesterday afternoon you wouldn't.
When did I make that promise?
In the hallway.
But you see, but here's where I disagree with Paul. Here's
I kind of remember
Paul
that.
Thinks
about this?
That
about
they did
arguing about
the Jets
silly
did
stuff.
This despite oh. playing a poor game.
I did not say they played a poor game.
You said they made mistakes up
Maybe
and down
I'll
the
swear.
Field.
Oh, they did, but they didn't play a poor game. They played very well, but they missed a lot of opportunities. That's all I said.
I think on defense they played their best game.
But that's the only part of it that I don't agree with, Fred.
But that's the key, I think.
If you play your best game, you don't allow a guy to get open in the end zone to drop a touchdown pass. If you play your best game, you don't strip sack the quarterback, try to pick up the fumble and run with it and lose it. That's not your best game.
Well, I think that they play.
Go watch the Baltimore Ravens game from week one and tell me that wasn't better defense.
I think overall, you look at 60 minutes, they played their best defensive game of the season against a team that I will still contend had a really one of the best offenses in the league in the New England Patriots.
Teddy, well, geez, you're going out on a limb there.
Well, yeah.
They only scored 100 more points than the closest
That's
team.
What makes that defensive effort for the Jets that much better. They didn't do it against the Cleveland Browns. They didn't do it
All
against
I'm telling
the Seattle
you that,
Seahawks. They did it against the New England Patriots, who I think is a pretty good team. I think they earned the best record in the league.
You didn't.
Yeah, they earned the best record in the league because
wait for it, it's coming.
You know,
it's
and coming. And the Jets did it against the best team.
But that's where you confuse me because I said they were the best team. They were 14-2, number one seed, and you said
but in, a
in
year.
This year. So you didn't think they were that far ahead of the pack, and the Jets are
I
clearly.
Don't.
Near the top of the
All
pack.
All depends on which
right?
argument he's in.
But the Jets are near the top of the pack, and you think the Patriots are close to the pack.
Yes.
That's where you and I did. I thought the Patriots were the best team in football, the team that I wasn't picking against in the postseason. They might lose, but I'm not picking against them. You don't think they were that far ahead. You think they were closer than that, that there was a bigger pack.
I think they were the best team in football, and I'm right with you. I wouldn't have picked against them, but.
But you think it's pretty close.
It is pretty close.
See, I thought they had stretched the gap in November and December.
I think we've been saying that all year about this league this year.
No, we definitely said it all year, but I thought the Patriots pulled away.
The ironic part is
I did.
I am lockstep with you on that argument. But I think that the argument that you're saying about how close everything is sort of contradicts the argument you're saying about the Jets.
Right.
That's the only thing that's what started this
you
whole
You think
thing.
They're close, but they played by
but,
far
but the
their
Jets
best
stink.
Game and just barely
I didn't
won.
Say,
that's,
I,
you said the Jets, that's what they do. They make mistakes. That's their level.
Yes.
Well, then you don't think they're very good.
But you think
but
the Patriots
overcome,
are right near. Now
Paul,
I'm involved.
But
I'm involved. I can't help it. I'm involved.
You see how he does it
but
to
see,
you?
But see, what you're not listening to is they do that, but they overcome it because of their defense.
Teams play as teams. So stop breaking it up into.
We
don't break it up.
The
only place that happens is like on Patriots.com where everything's broken up into matchups. It's a team game, team versus team.
Right.
But I want to ask you a
question. So they overcame their offense because of their
defense. The New York Jets team
not talent?
Was close to the Patriots. You told me that. You said the Patriots were not far and away the best team in football. Right?
Not by head and shoulders.
This year.
Right.
But a team that's clearly in the pack right behind them, the Jets, you think had to play their greatest game ever to beat a crappy performance by the Patriots.
Because defense isn't
That makes
talent.
No sense.
Because defense isn't
That makes
talent
absolutely
in his
no,
world.
Of course no sense.
It is. It's just defense.
I don't even know what you were arguing earlier, but now this makes no sense
I
at
just
all.
Said that the reason why it the doesn't. Jets are the only team that can do that is because of their defense, because of the talent on their defense.
So the Packers couldn't do it.
I don't think they could as well no. as the Jets could.
I actually think the Packers defense that night played better than the Jets defense played Sunday.
I don't think so. No.
If you take away,
I don't think so.
If you take away Conley's kickoff return and the interception return for a touchdown,
I think the Patriots.
I think the Packers did.
I think
much
the Patriots
job.
Took advantage of every opportunity they had in the Packers, and God knows they needed to because the defense wasn't playing that well that night.
Matt Flynn was all over the place.
You know,
I just
Matt Flynn was step a step with him, but you can't say that about Sanchez. Sanchez didn't have a really good first half. In that game on Sunday.
That's part of my point that I don't think they played
but,
the best
they,
game they
but
played
they over,
all year.
Again, that's they overcame it because of their defense.
Because
you,
of their talent.
You can't possibly argue with him because he's breaking it up into defense offense.
I know when defense doesn't count
I don't
as talent.
Understand
it
how.
Does,
I'm trying
Paul.
To explain that I think the Jets have more talent, and he says, on defense. Well,
he thinks the
talent.
Jets have more talent, too. He's just not saying it.
Exactly.
Because he took the Jets to win when you switch coaches, and he said the Patriots weren't that impressive because they weren't that far ahead of the rest of the teams, which includes the Jets.
Look, I still say.
I apologize 1,000 times to you. I know you didn't want to get
you
in.
You lose in a court of law.
But you're in.
And I'm pointing to you, Fred.
You're in now. You can't get out.
All right.
Erickson, too. We had a couple of little bots.
I had a couple
quiet
little ones.
Quiet ones, but.
What he does. He's the quiet, artistic type.
You know, I think that the Jets.
Now I'm mad.
Now we got gunshots.
Whoa. You know, I think the Jets have a great defense. That's why they were where they were this year.
And the Patriots have a great offense.
That's
why
they
were where they
were
this year. They're both one-dimensional teams. That's why they don't measure up to other years when teams were two-dimensional.
But I also,
and that's why
but I
you're
also
feeling,
think,
Fred.
Also, the other reason why the Patriots are where they were because of how perfect they were in the turnover thing and that plus 28 and making the big plays.
But a big part of that is because they don't give it away because they're so talented on offense.
And they gave it away in that game.
And part of why the Jets
they
were they were is because they ran the ball well with two running backs. If you want to, like, marginalize certain aspects of the bad unit, we can do that too. The bottom line is the team matchup. That's what it gets back to. And you said the Patriots were not very far ahead of the Jets, and yet for some reason, it took the greatest performance ever by the New York Jets to beat the crappy performance of the Patriots. That makes no sense at all when you combine those two factors.
But I'm
glad you didn't want to get involved,
but
by
I'm
the way.
Giving the Jets credit.
Well, once
for
I understood the,
way, the
idiocy of the argument,
I'm giving the Jets credit for the way the Patriots played on offense.
Right.
They forced that.
Right,
I'm giving them credit for that too. Sure. I'm just not willing to say that they had an out of body experience.
Right.
And banded together to play the greatest game.
This wasn't Buster Douglas. It was not Buster Douglas.
It wasn't
Douglas,
a great
Mike
upset in retrospect.
I think
that's what I'm saying. Totally I was wrong. I thought it would take a great upset. It
I have
didn't.
To put you in this
Kevin,
argument.
Kevin wanted Eric to be part
right.
of the show. So
I think if the Jets had played one step worse on defense, the Patriots would have won that game easily.
What?
If what?
Now
we're bringing logic into it. If the Jets had played one step worse on defense, Patriots would have won easily.
The Jets took that type of performance to beat the Patriots.
That's ridiculous. And now I'm with Paul. I don't know how we got here, but I agree with Paul. That's ridiculous.
Well, Paul nodded in the first quarter. He thought it was over.
I thought when the Jets
But that
failed,
was totally based on his pregame
absolutely.
Mentality. It had nothing to do with the game that was beginning to unfold before our eyes.
I think we all thought that.
I've told you, put the nod away. It's stupid.
When they got
I'll speak for myself. I didn't think it was possible for the Jets to shut down the Patriots for four quarters like they did.
But yet late in the second quarter, you said if they don't score on their first drive at halftime, after halftime, the game's over.
Because I started seeing it. You know, but before the game, I didn't think that they would be able to do that.
Nor did we. That's why he gave the nod.
You know,
the nod was based on pregame thought.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like you guys haven't seen the Jets all year either, and this is the first exposure to the Jets, and you were taken by surprise.
But the difference is I'm saying that I was wrong. I miscalculated. You know? I misevaluated.
And
I
Eric,
didn't think
what did
that
I
could
say,
happen, but it did.
What did I say to you before the game? I said I could honestly see first half being the score like 10-3.
By halftime, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
So even then, Andy, I was saying there wasn't a lot of division.
So you were less.
That's my point. Okay with you saying that, but that means it didn't take the greatest performance ever by the Jets to beat the Patriots, the big bad Patriots. You're saying they're close.
If there wasn't much difference between the teams, then it didn't take
a
Hall of Fame worthy game plan.
They're not going to like
Herculean.
This show.
I like it.
Thank you.
I think it did on their defense. I think it took that type of game plan to beat the Patriots.
They had a good game
you're
plan
wrong,
on defense.
And you're wrong. One of the
then
two
you
things
think
that
the Jets sucked and the Patriots were.
You
way
think
ahead
there was
of them.
A great divide between the teams if you thought they had to play a once in a lifetime game to do what they did on Sunday?
The Buster Douglas Jets.
Those two things can't be the same.
It took that type of defensive.
Well, then you don't think they were close then going into the game.
No, I think the Jets defense is that good. That's the problem.
Oh my God! Stop breaking it up. It's Jets the team. The franchise versus Patriots.
I'll even let you break it up. You didn't think the Jets' defense was close enough to stop the Patriots' offense if you thought that it took a once-in-a-lifetime game
Correct.
For them to do what they did.
Correct.
So one of the things that you're saying is wrong. One of your opinions is not this. Because those two things can't be the
He's
same.
Right. One of these things
you
is
have
not
contradictory
like the other
I didn't
opinions.
Think the Jets' defense could do what they did.
So you didn't think they were that good? Because you already said they're
so
a defense-only
answer Andy's
team.
Question, you
That's
they
why
were...
I think the Patriots were a better team.
Because their one unit was better.
Because
they only had one unit. They both only had one unit.
Yeah. Overall.
The defenses, the Patriots, the offense, and the Jets' defense are comparable.
Yeah.
Other way.
Yeah. I think the Jets' offense is better than the Patriots' defense.
And that's fine. That may be. But they're both the lessers, clearly.
Yeah, the lesser strength for each team.
Oh, sure. No doubt.
Can we move on to emails?
No doubt.
And can you cut up a new intro with poop?
I'm really sorry.
You should be. It's your fault.
Because I even said I wasn't going to take the bait.
You did. You promised me yesterday.
And then I took it. No,
you
no,
took it,
just
and
now.
You took it deep.
So, there's no need for that.
I gotta move us on somehow.
I like how Paul says he's sorry for
because I
engaging
started it.
With me.
No, I started it, Fred.
You know, you know
well, he was the Patriots and you were the Jets in this argument. He lowered himself to lose to
this
you.
This is unbelievable.
Exactly.
But I even admitted that I was wrong. I'm taking the blame because I started it.
Second
you didn't
show
start
of
it.
The offseason.
I sucked you in.
We're into one of these.
By the way, we have a caller who's been on the line since the open of the show for an hour and 15 minutes.
Who is he still there?
Who is it?
He's still there.
Who is it?
Mike in Florida. Hey, Mike. Sorry about that. He's not there.
He's not
hey, guys.
Oh, there he is.
Wow.
He fell asleep.
I'm glad I've been on the crapper ever since the beginning of the show. That way I wasn't a waste of time.
We were in the crapper, literally.
He was doing poop.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been listening for like 7 or 8 years. It's the first time I've called, and I wasn't going to go through the show without talking to you. So,
7 or 8 years, is that what that argument felt like?
It did.
I'm sorry about that, Mike. If I had known, if Kevin had let us know that you were on the line.
Well, he said he did.
No, so I did. It's been in the chat box for an hour and 15 minutes.
He doesn't look at that.
You gotta let us know, not him. He's asleep at the wheel over there.
He's been yelling at me for the last 45 minutes.
At 12:04, I sent him a message.
He doesn't look at that, Kevin.
So what's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you, you guys get a lot of my venom out in the last 15 minutes, so I appreciate that.
Okay, well, maybe we provided a service then.
Off, and a lot of what you just were discussing is what I have. But like I said, I've been listening for 7 or 8 years, so I'd like for you guys to give me a few minutes and a little leeway to actually just throw out a few things.
The floor is yours.
You got it.
All right.
Go ahead. It'd be nice to hear another voice for the next 20 minutes, too.
No, first of all, I want to say this to Gears. I can't believe I'm speaking to Fred Kirsch. Good one.
Fred's catching up on his lunch.
Yeah, he's not listening
Fred
to you.
Fred went a long time without a bite. So.
All right, let me say, I can't believe I'm speaking to Andy.
Yeah!
Listen, I got to be honest. I mean, I've been a Pat fan for 30 years, followed every game, but I do have a bias against Bill. I don't like Bill as a person. I don't think I want anybody else for a coach. That being said, a couple of facts.
Is this my brother?
For all the crap that Seattle got, they had a more successful season, didn't they?
No.
But
they won a playoff game.
I know what your point
is.
Yeah,
but the Patriots didn't have to play that playoff
game. They went
game.
To the same round. And
they got to the same round, and they were
record. Good point. True. Rex is 3-2 against Bill, and Sanchez is 4-1 in the last 2 years. Rex has been better than BB, and Sanchez has been better than Brady when it counted. True or false?
True.
Okay.
Fact,
all right,
not
good.
Opinion.
You're with me so far. I see the 06-07 drafts by the Jets as the exact opposite of ours. I think I got my years right. They traded up for two or three players each year. That's all they drafted was like two or four players, where we drafted in the last couple of years 10. And they were going for quality. We were going for quality. What has proved to have a more talented roster? What team has a more talented roster today?
Well, the Jets.
The Jets at the your mic's off again.
Well,
the Jets did do some free agent and trade stuff that affected the talent level on their roster.
Yeah. Bought Scott and a couple of guys.
Cromartie,
like
LaDainian Tomlinson,
Santonio
Chris
Holmes.
Jenkins, yeah. Fred, even though he was hurt. Yep.
Fred's absolutely right about that. Santonio Holmes and Braylon Edwards are two big trades. Right.
But if you want to compare just that short window of a couple drafts there, the Patriots didn't have good drafts.
No, that's 06-07 was terrible.
Right. So, okay, good. As long as we're on the same page.
No, we're on the same page.
Leading to something here, and that is, and I think Paul said it earlier, or Andy, if we give Bill all the credit for the wins, he's got to take the blames for the losses. And I was really upset when I didn't hear from him, and maybe he said it, but I didn't hear him say, like he usually does, we have to coach better, the coaches are to blame. He didn't say that. I thought he laid the blame all at the feet of his players, and that pissed me off.
No. He said it.
On.
He said it.
This past game, he did say it?
Yeah. Not as often as he often does.
Yeah, he didn't hammer it
home.
Well,
he didn't say anything often in that one. I mean, he wanted
to. He listed blocking, tackling, turnovers, field position, kicking game. He didn't lead with the
coaching.
Outplayed, outcoached
right.
as often. That's fact.
Yeah, it wasn't emphasized
like it normally is.
I was surprised with that whole Chung thing, and I thought he threw Chung under the
bus. Very much, yeah.
Yes. I thought he threw Welker under the bus. I didn't think that was – I thought that was a joke, man. Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny what Welker did.
I don't think the punishment
I thought it's what guys do, and I know, you know, he says, listen, you got to follow our rules, so on and so forth. But tell me, you know what, too? Brady is a baby, right? He couldn't handle being without –
Are you a Patriots fan?
Whoa. Why don't you just put your green on and tell us you're a Jets fan?
No.
Are you an embedded Jets fan?
No, listen.
Belichick stinks. Brady's a baby.
All right, listen.
The draft sucks.
Fred,
don't direct your anger at me.
In that room except Fred, okay?
Now, you're very, very –
Now, I just want to – but here's another thing, and let's just get the chronology straight here. When Belichick had his post-game press conference, Chung had not admitted – that he was the one that did it yet. So he didn't throw anybody under the bus on Sunday night. Now,
well, yes,
Monday,
he did. Yes, he did.
On Monday, he said it was a mistake.
He said it was a mistake.
But he didn't know at that point that Chung was going to take the blame.
But that was
that
2 days
later.
He didn't say anything about the coaching. He was asked specifically, was it a coaching mistake?
He left the door open.
He didn't close the door.
That's me.
Right.
But on Sunday night, he didn't know that Chung was about to say
it doesn't matter.
He didn't say that until Monday afternoon.
No, I know that. Well, Chung, right.
Chung,
right.
Yes.
But Bill, so Belichick didn't throw Chung under the bus.
Yes,
Sunday.
Did. He did.
He
yes,
left
he
the
did,
door
Fred.
Open for it to occur.
Normally,
is what he did.
Normally, he
instead
would say,
of just saying it's me.
Normally, he
it's
would
my
say
responsibility.
It's a yeah. He would say it's a you know it comes down to coaching playing. We did. He would take. He would lump everybody in the.
Yeah.
The blame.
He
left didn't
the
do
door.
That.
He left the door
he
ajar.
Didn't do that. He was specifically asked if it was a mistake in the execution
right.
or a mistake in the play
in
call.
The decision,
and
right.
he said, I've already discussed it. I'm not going to answer that. And
right.
he could have. He had the opportunity to say it then and there, and he didn't.
And I'd like to differentiate.
Well, but if he says one or the other, let's say he says.
He could say both, like he usually does.
I know, but if he said if it was a mistake in the play call, then he's throwing Scott O'Brien under the bus.
He's including himself.
Throw himself no, under. The special teams coach
call.
Does not have
special teams
leeway
coaches
to do whatever he wants.
Don't fake punts on their own.
It's the head coach,
and
he could have squashed it by saying it.
He could have included both of them in that.
But can we differentiate
answer.
Welker and Chung? I don't think those are similar. One, there's a clear rule here in what you do and don't do with the media trash talking. There's an overwhelming
yeah.
philosophy, and Welker broke that. He knew he was breaking it when he did it.
Yeah, but
I don't agree with the decision, but he knew the rule he was breaking.
Yeah.
Patrick Chung made a mistake on a football field that is understandable. It's not acceptable. It didn't work well, whatever. But it's understandable. It happens every play. Somebody screws up a block. Brady screws up a read. Screws up a protection. That's so different than being funny in a press conference where you know you're breaking a rule and you know there's a chance Bill Belichick's going to be pissed at you.
Right.
Two very different things for the bus to drive over him on.
Andy, let me interrupt for a second. I agree. That's a good point. But the way I was looking at this is the way it affected the game. We will never know if it did. My thought goes back to Brady's mindset. I love Brady, blah, 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 right? 2006.
Sounds like I really
yeah.
feel the passion.
yeah. Or whatever year Branch left, tell me that Brady was not in the dumps and it would have affected his play for half the season. I think we would all agree that's correct.
I think Brady sulks on occasion.
Okay, thank you. I think he was sulky. He might have. It affected him somehow, possibly. We'll never know. That Welker was not in the starting lineup for disciplinary reasons.
Nah,
I got to
cut ties with you on that.
Crap.
I agree with that part, but I cut ties with you on the Brady was sulking. They were moving right down the field, and to me, he made a physical mistake. And I think after the physical mistake, there were ramifications. I think that changed the way he felt.
That might have
but
changed.
I don't think Welker not being on the field for the opening snap affected Brady.
Okay. All right. Please give me another minute or two, guys, while I got the time. Well, I got a chance.
Okay.
What do you think? Now, we know a fact that
you're on
the
your way to Pittsburgh.
The 32nd ranked third down defense in the league. Behind the Bills, the Cardinals, every sucky team in the league. That's a fact, right?
Yeah.
That is a fact.
32nd. It's been since 2006, I believe, the AFC Championship, where we could not get off the field, where the defense could not get off the field.
That's largely correct.
Pretty
yes.
much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the problem? Is it the system? Is it possible that it's the system?
No.
It's the players' talent.
You think it's strictly players?
Yeah.
Well, I think your very first point is the reason why it is. You talked about those drafts back in 06 and 07. Those are the guys that you would hope would be the forming. All the young guys that we talked about at the beginning of the show should be fourth-year, fifth-year guys now.
Right.
That should be the nucleus of your defense that you're hoping, because they needed to redo that defense, and they didn't do it.
Right.
And they drafted a lot of defensive backs that didn't pan out.
And for part
didn't
of that
we
span,
have the
I would.
Old pros back in 06, Bruschi and Seymour and Harrison, they were all there. Vrabel, they were all there.
But
in
if guys
06.
Like Will Hite,
coming
Wheatley,
down the end.
Mike Richardson, you know, all of those guys, if they had panned out, you wouldn't have had a draft, you know, McCourty and Butler the last
right,
2 years.
Year,
you might have
been
able to get someone else. But
I would include Adalys Thomas in there for that span, too.
Oh,
he was supposed to be your impact playmaker on defense. And he was supposed to be Julius Peppers, you know, have an impact, make everybody around him better. You do different things.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't.
Remember when they drafted him, we were like, oh, my God, just hand him the Lombardi Trophy.
He was the
He's
perfect player.
He's going to be able to do everything.
It was unanimous everywhere across the country, national, colonists, local. He was the perfect player.
He was
one
the
guy
prize
who didn't believe
agency.
It was Ron Borges.
Yep.
Perfect player.
He
in
had
the, in
a
the
Raven
perfect
scout
system.
Or a Pittsburgh scout.
Well, every blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
You have a lot of venom today.
Well, if you're always negative, you're going to be right once in a while.
Right. It's like you when you pick the Patriots.
Hey, two more things, guys.
I'm
real
right
quick.
14
you guys
times out of 60.
You know, you don't believe it.
Lamar Woodley and Timmons.
What's that?
Would you guys have James Harrison, Lamar Woodley, and Timmons on your team?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bill wouldn't. Because they're only 6 foot.
Because they're undersized. Yeah. No, I see your point. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And then last thing, you got to root for the Steelers because nothing is worse
than the Jets winning another game.
And maybe he's not an embedded Jets fan, Fred.
It's because their fans suck.
Fred's rolling his eyes at you, Mike.
Take it easy.
All right. Good job, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Wow. One of the better calls we've ever had.
Well, he had it
and he waited
up.
For it.
He had 7 years that he had
he was
to write.
No, this guy put in the time.
He did.
And he brought it.
Yeah.
And he brought it. Yes. I mean, listen to you guys for 45 minutes.
This, I mean, he went through the span of us eating lunch, him on the crapper.
Right.
I mean, that was a long time.
Your argument that went way too long.
So he earned his time on the phone. I have to give it that.
That was a good call, though.
It was a good call.
Fred, you have to understand.
You can call again, Mike, too. You don't have to wait 7 years.
The fanaticism manifests itself in negative ways after tough losses.
Oh, of course.
So the little digs at Brady, little digs at Bill, that's when they come out.
I've seen the emails.
I know. So you know, don't accuse him of not being a Patriots fan. It's the opposite. He's so passionate that
I heard the New York accent.
He's so
passionate. Oh, my God.
I did kind of notice that, too.
I did, too.
But you can be from New York and
be a Patriots fan. I'm sure Brooklyn Matt has a New York accent. He's a Patriots fan.
But him, irrelevant, whether it specifically was him. But you know they get angry and they get mean.
I know they do.
They get backed into a corner and they come out lashing.
It's just like you and I just did.
Trust me.
Yeah, you guys hate
each
other.
We got angry and got mean.
I mean, the things that I've read over the last couple of days about Belichick and Brady, and it's just, you know, come on.
Squirrels. Goats.
Well, Brady's an easy target. If you want to rip him, it's just like the rest of the league. It's an easy target.
What did I hear?
Becomes an easy target for your own fans.
Someone today called up one of the stations and was like, yeah, and, you know, of course, the pretty boy couldn't get out of, and I'm like, well, why isn't he a pretty boy when he's throwing four touchdowns?
When he's spiking it in the face of Steelers fans in the end zone. He's not a pretty boy then.
Well, it's
well,
like
is,
it's like
but,
sports
you know,
radio.
You know,
when the Patriots are losing, you get one set of callers, and when they're winning, you get another set of callers. Rarely do the two meet in the middle.
Your wife and your, what is it?
Wife and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mike says Twitter is all a Twitter that Belichick wants to trade him. Welker, he's talking about. I believe that Edelman is ready to step up, so I don't find this surprising.
It's from a Jets guy.
How likely do you think it is that Welker is gone
next
year?
Fan,
P.S.
Early.
So glad you guys are doing shows during the offseason. Well, we have for the last 20 years.
It's from like a Jet.
He's still mad. Fred, listen. Fred, you need to take it down a notch.
You're going to have a heart attack. You're actually turning red now while laughing.
The argument's over. It's all over. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Freddie.
You shouldn't be surprised, though. There's a better chance that Welker's gone than Branch. So
wouldn't
be surprised.
No, there's a difference between the PFW in progress speculation and someone actually tweeted it out.
Well, this
today.
Is Twitter speculation.
But is it from a
no.
reporter?
No.
Oh, okay.
Some jag.
I don't know. He says Twitter is all a tweeter.
For all I know, strippers started this because of what we said on Tuesday.
No, it's somebody from out of New York that they do or they don't believe in. He tweets a lot. Sometimes he's right. He's wrong a lot. Blah, blah, blah.
I do think that he's going to be looking for a contract. This is my logic to this. He's going to look for a contract. We know that he can't be real happy. So
after what happened, just because of what happened on Sunday?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Do you think he's taking it to heart that much?
Did you see him?
What?
Did you see him after the game?
Well, come on.
It could have been because of the loss, too.
You think that had anything
to do? Did you hear what he was saying?
I did, yes. I was there. I asked him the questions that got those answers.
Well, I'm stunned that you don't think that there's a chance that he's upset.
I know he's
upset,
but it was the immediate aftermath of the game.
How do you know it was because of that?
I think that any chance of him giving any kind of quote-unquote home, because he made comments about the coach in his comments. But
he did?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Like what?
He was asked, he's like, that's the coach's decision. That was the game plan they came in with.
That,
and
in a very derisive way.
He was, but I don't know if it's long lasting is my point.
My point is he ain't taking a dime less to stay here. That's my point.
How much would he get on the open
very
market?
Very rarely do the Patriots give every last dime to their guys to stay here.
I'm not sure he'll find much money on the market.
He might not. But if he does, he's going to have options, and I think he'll take them.
I mean, he's...
He may very well be back.
It's loose change, according to you, right?
And I wouldn't.
Free agent wise, I think that's what he'll fall
in. You want to throw stuff that I say back in my face 6 months later? I will not criticize the Patriots for not overpaying to keep Wes Welker.
What's overpay?
$5 million a year? I wouldn't give him $5 million
I wouldn't
a year.
Either.
Well, I mean, what do you think he's going to be looking for?
I don't know.
He just caught 100 passes 3 out of the last 4 years, right?
What's he making now?
What he thinks he is.
I think he's making like 3. His last year?
He came here in 07.
Let's put it this way.
8, 9, 10, 11.
I won't even give you a qualifier, Randy.
3 and change. It was 5 years, $18 million, I believe.
So 3 and change?
I won't even give you a qualifier. I will not be criticizing the Patriots if he re-signs somewhere else. if he signs somewhere else.
1 year, $820,000.
I'd criticize that one. I won't criticize the Patriots.
By the way, Stripper says it wasn't him who sold you out on.
And he also said that you were right. It's called hash something.
Hashtags.
Yeah, hashtags.
Yeah, that's what it might
How
be
do
called.
You know?
But it's.
What are you checking the emails?
I get certain things. You gave me a smartphone. I'm using it. It's making me smart.
I'm wicked smart.
Wicked smartphone.
We got to go an extra hour today because you guys sucked an hour right out of this show.
You got in for the last 15 minutes.
That's true. You sucked me in.
Paul
says, doing a lot of sucking, Paul.
Paul says, if there is no NFL season next year, how will the following draft work? Will teams draft in the same order as the previous year, or will they roll that draft with the next draft after a completed season?
Let's worry about this year first. Oh, my God. People are already looking at 2012's draft.
I kind of annoying, but I kind of like these questions.
I got to think if the whole season is wiped out next year, is it really a need to have a draft?
Yeah, they'll be drafted to the UFL, which will have all the good players.
And it won't come to that. It's not going to come that.
You going to try out for kicker if there's scabs, Eric?
Nah.
I know. That was the right answer. I was just hoping you'd say something different.
Web radio at Patriots.com.
And we couldn't say that
scabs,
we...
You're picking at one.
Yemi
then we can't say that we don't count on the salary cap because he would.
That's true.
Yemi from Texas. Is it time to start questioning Bill Belichick as a great defensive mind?
Insert Fred throw up here.
The Patriots' defense has not been good in 6 years. Even if we don't have the talent, the scheme should be able to make up for it. I think the two-gap bend-but-don't-break defense is outdated. This is why I disagree with you guys about switching coaches. If Rex Ryan was our coach, we'd blitz Sanchez to death instead of letting him throw three TDs like we did. I have far bigger faith in Ryan as a defensive mind than Bill Belichick. The ability of an emotional player like Bart Scott would be cut in half by Belichick coaching the Jets. You know what?
So now Ryan,
I give up.
So now Ryan's a better coach than Belichick.
I give up.
People wouldn't be saying that if they had won that game.
Let me tell you something. It's because of schemes that the defense did what they did this year. If it wasn't for schemes, they wouldn't have had a chance. They had a scheme every team, every game. It was all a different scheme. Well,
everybody does that.
No, you know what I mean.
Part of it was you had Devin McCourty pick off seven passes.
But this week,
I mean, that's a guy making plays.
But this year, it was all about hiding weaknesses on defense.
Well, obviously didn't hide them well enough.
And you can imagine if they didn't do what they did.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with both sides. I think Bill Belichick is a great coach, a great defensive schemer. I think there's something to be said for the league has changed, and how much has the defense in 30 years? League has changed. It's a totally different league than when that defense came into play. And Pioli mocked me at the combine when I asked him about it. Hey, it was dead in 86, too. And then it was pretty good in 90. And then it was dead in 90. Hey, it was pretty good in 96. And then it was dead again. It was pretty good in 01. Well, you know what? You had great players. I don't know. Do you need to consider in this league where everything's passing related and it's big plays? Do you need to change? Do you need to be more aggressive? Is it part of the equation? And Mike Lombardi, another Belichick guy, said, what was the quote? It's basketball on grass these days. The days of having those big outside linebackers that just set the edge are over. Well, this is a guy who was coddled in Belichick's system. He came up through the scheme, and he believes things have changed in the 15 or 20 years since he was raised in that system.
Yeah.
So
what I don't
it's
know.
It's a fair question, Fred. It's not as laughable as you like to make it
It's definitely a fair question for a couple of reasons. What I don't know is how much the scheme has changed.
They're not aggressive. They don't blitz a lot.
No.
They're not like Pittsburgh. They're not like Green Bay. They're not like New York. And those three teams are what? Still playing and in the top six scoring defenses in the National Football League.
But the Jets didn't blitz a lot on Sunday.
No, but they do. The base of their defense, more often than not, is blitzing, right? Patriots have games where they blitz 65% of the time, but they're not an aggressive blitzing defense.
Well, they don't do it well because they don't have the talent.
Okay, but
I think if they had a Julius
are they
Peppers,
not looking
right,
for
they
the
would
right
blitz,
talent. No, they wouldn't because Julius Peppers isn't involved in blitzes.
Well, you know what
he
I
rushes
mean.
The can same we, on every play as a four-man rusher.
When you have a guy like that that you have another
but
team.
Why don't they have guys like
listen,
that?
Listen, because that's another story.
Same guy,
no, but it's not another story. It's the same story. Is it too hard to find the guys that he wants for this system?
Look, let me finish my thought.
That's
and,
the story.
And I will agree with you, okay? But let me finish my thought. When you have a guy like Julius Peppers, he's a game changer.
Right.
He's a guy that the other team has to game plan around. There isn't a guy on the Patriots that you do that. He opens up opportunities to do other things.
No, but it's the scheme, too. It's the blitzing. It's James Harrison may be elite.
But you know what? Not all those guys right. that roll through Pittsburgh are elite.
No,
don't
they,
tell me Lawrence Timmons
they change
is elite.
Him every year.
He's the best linebacker they had this year.
When you have that
Lamar
kind
Woodley,
of talent,
they're not all
when
elite.
the Jets have this talent on defense that allows them, because of Revis and Cromartie, to take more chances.
Rex Ryan has blitzed since he's been a defensive coach.
But you know, but it's the emphasis on is on defense. Whether it's you know, a great set of linebackers in Baltimore or a great set of cornerbacks in the Jets, you need that type of talent to take those types of chances.
No, my point is, regardless, Rex Ryan is blitzed. He had, I just almost swore, crappy corners in Baltimore, and he blitzed.
That's the same
now,
one
you can
I
come back
did
with
earlier.
Ed Reed. He had a great safety, whatever. There's all these ifs, ands, and buts. The Patriots have a great middle linebacker, supposedly. They have a great nose tackle, whatever. They have some talent.
How is the
My
Patriots
question
talent...
is, why aren't they aggressive? And is this a league where you need to be aggressive?
How
is
the Patriots' talent but, on defense
and that's,
back
I'm
in
I'm not
04.
Disagreeing with you that, and I think that that is a mind shift where I just got to get the talent. And again, we go back to Adalius Thomas. We thought we had that guy.
Right, but beyond that, now they're going with Jermaine Cunningham, who is not a pure pass rusher, who is not a dynamic athlete. If anything, to me, he looks like the slow, plodding, physical edge setter that Mike Lombardi was saying doesn't have a place in the National Football League basketball league on grass.
And you can make the case that to get the type of guy that you're talking about, you either have to trade up and get him in the first round or pay a lot of money in free agency.
Or get a rookie free agent like James Harrison and cut him two times before you develop him.
But
or draft Lamar Woodley when he's on the board.
You know,
or draft Lawrence Timmons when he's on the board.
Or draft Clay Matthews when he's on
the board. And put him on the program.
And okay. let's not
Listen,
pretend no one here is on the program.
One guy
got suspended for the end of his rookie season because he was on the program.
We can make the sarcastic comments like that, but my point about the whole thing
it's
on
not
offense.
Sarcastic. Here's where I'm not being sarcastic.
No, but we're not either, Fred. Every team has players that are on steroids. I'm sorry. It's the dirty little secret that across the NFL,
Florio wrote about today saying that it's ridiculous that they get
a day as notice.
They get advanced warning when they're getting
tested.
Or at least
but
deer antler ground up stuff.
Offensively, the game is
deer
really
antler, steroids.
Yeah,
deer antler.
Yeah, I'm thinking of ordering some. It's legal, right?
Sort of, I think.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I can mix it in with my gallon of juice that I carry around.
That you
gym.
Wash down your brownie.
I pick
with.
Things up and put them down.
What time is it?
1:40.
We have time.
Oh,
the offense.
I think we're just getting rolling now.
Lot,
we got past that stupid argument. Now we're cooking.
We got to make picks.
But wouldn't you say that the offense has changed a lot? The offense has changed a lot. Like the style of offense. The Patriots. They've changed the way that they play offense a lot. It's the same system. But I think that they've evolved. Now, it might be back to the way they were.
Well, they
but
are.
But they evolved into a whole different offense along the way.
In one season.
They still play defense the same way.
Right.
They had talent wasn't the issue in 03, 04 when they had Ty Law and Asante Samuel and Rodney Harrison and Willie McGinnis and Teddy Bruschi and Richard Seymour, but they played the same style that they play right now.
I see your point. So why aren't they changing on defense?
Right.
Evolving on defense.
The game is changing, as Andy has talked about. Yeah. There's
Maybe it's
that
philosophy that Pioli voiced. That, it was dead in the 80s, too, when everybody said it was
Paul,
dead
in
the
90s.
Was...
Maybe it is. Maybe in 3 years you're going to see this kind of defense come back, and
that's
the way to play.
But Paul,
I don't know.
But is the defense coming back, or is the talent coming back?
They know more than I do.
No, but
my
point would be, Fred, maybe they weren't as good as they could have been when they had more talent.
That's
Are you maximizing your talent? That's the question. If they're good in 5 years, it might be because Robert Quinn is a great pass rusher with 15 sacks, but that doesn't mean you're maximizing it.
Okay, so you're saying that... And I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm posing a question.
You're thinking they could have been even better
if
they had back in
04. I'm questioning, does the scheme need to be tweaked?
I don't know.
Or is it too close to the scheme that Bill Parcells stole from to Bill Belichick right on through?
Yeah, and I don't have the answer to it either because I don't have that knowledge. I don't know if they're holding them back or whatever. But it seems to me that it's a fair question to say most teams have changed the way they've played offense over the last 7 years. You know, with the advent of predominant pass, everybody throws the ball 65 to 70% of the time now. Everybody completes 60 to 65% of those passes.
Right.
Everybody, even the bad quarterback.
So, woohoo, I'm setting the edge as the guy runs a little underneath pattern and runs by him. Like,
but we
it's
haven't,
different.
But we, personally, the Patriots, haven't really changed the way we play defense in that time. Maybe they're right. Maybe it is all just about talent. Maybe if they had drafted better, the defense would be better. We wouldn't be having these conversations.
That's not necessarily.
But I don't know that to be true.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it. Just because your defense gets better doesn't mean it couldn't be even better if you tweaked your scheme
right.
a little.
And
with
I don't,
the added
again,
talent.
I don't have the answer to that.
You know,
but
it's not either or, as Borges likes to say, X's and O's or Jimmy's and Joe's. Well, X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's are all related. It's all related.
And we were talking about
that's
that. You
why
heard
Bill
yesterday when they were talking
the
about that on the hub.
All.
Fred, right? They were asking me questions about that on the hub yesterday.
Right.
About the different, you know.
When you're on, do they call it the chub?
I just thought of that for some reason.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Uncontrollably at his own
joke. He had a C to the hub, and it's a chub.
Oh, because.
Not a chubby, not his boner. I mean, he's fat.
Okay.
It's funny because he's fat.
Wow. No, because usually it's a chub is.
Yes, we.
Yeah. No, a chubby a kid
but
is
you
a
didn't
chub.
Say chubby.
Funny because he's
Stop.
Fat.
He's a chub.
It's funny because he's fat.
Yeah, that. Sorry, your point. You had a football point?
I don't know.
See, at least
unlike Fred, I forgot the Florio piece.
At least when you're left shaking my head, your head at me, it took 10 seconds. I said chub. You didn't get it.
Shut
when
up.
You when I shake my head at you, it's 45 minutes of my
right,
life
Fred,
I can never get back.
It's time to rally together now and squash him.
Well, patronize me.
You know.
Mr.
Super Cool, too good to get involved in arguments. Okay, now I'm in. Now I'm involved. Yeah. Now I'm, I said I would be, but now I'm involved.
It reached a certain point.
Cape Cod Scott says, hey, guys, all-inclusive. Just a quick note to Paul and Andy about your appearance on CSN and NEEE shows last night. You guys are the best analysts on the Pats out there. They should have you nightly.
I agree.
I finally recovered from Sunday's game. Spent all day Monday on the Sagamore Bridge. It was hard to find a spot.
You get both.
You get that?
That was good. Yeah.
People were jumping. Only Eric was listening, apparently.
Oh, stop it.
My wife
forget about our little pact.
My wife. should I get into the argument emails that have come in?
No. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, after
yes.
you read this.
No.
Yeah.
No, yes. Well, I want, yes.
Yeah.
Gonna take this
you
phone
say
call
you don't want to do it, but then you want to do more.
No, I want the reaction. I want to see what the, maybe what? They love
so
it.
They could say, oh, Paul and Fred, another circular
Who's
argument.
Some of them like it, though.
Let me just finish Cape Cod Scott's email. My wife took it well, though. After the game, she stood
I bet
up,
she
went
did.
Over the.
Oh.
He had his own joke that you just stepped on.
Oh. At least I just made the face.
Go ahead, sorry.
My wife took it well, though. After the game, she stood up, went over to the furnace, and got in. That's not a good joke.
Mine was much better.
Wishing there were still three episodes of PFW in progress each week. Well, we keep you wanting more.
That's, were you wishing that about 40 yeah. minutes ago?
Right.
On the phone, we have Derek from the University of Arizona on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
How's hey, up? Derek.
Well, I had to wait for a while for the Jets fan to get his time, and then, you know, that spectacular argument you guys had. Definitely need that third hour.
Yeah, we do need a third hour.
Spectacular.
Maybe
like
we'll just do Wednesdays for 3 hours.
What?
How about
what?
We just do Wednesdays for 3 hours?
One show for 3 hours, then you're robbing people of an hour a week.
Right, see? Then we better stick to what we've got.
We should.
Or you can just do the AK-47 on Wednesday.
The voice of reason.
You see what he did there? he made you seem like you were getting more.
So what are you feeling today?
Yeah, what's going on over there? You skipping class?
Well, I think that the loss has really kind of divided, you know, all the Patriots nation
Fred
a little bit.
Ball.
It has. No, it definitely has. There are like
the
all these fragments.
There is.
That. And what I was going to call about, I'm not sure if you guys have time for it, but I'll try to keep it quick, is just that, you know, between like the running backs are a good example. You know, some people think that, you know, we need a running back in the draft, or some people want to keep Danny Woodhead and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, or some people think you need a receiver, or, you know, just like the last guy, oh, well, Bill Belichick, we don't trust him anymore. You know, we want the way Rex Ryan plays defense and things like that. So I just thought it was pretty interesting. I just wanted to see what you guys thought about it.
There's definitely that with the draft. I mean, some people think you got to go offense because your offense failed. It didn't live up to what it was in the regular season. You need a big bruising running back. You need a deep threat on offense, wide receiver, blah, blah, blah. And the other side of it is what we just talked about, that the best defenses are still playing. This defense hasn't been good enough. You may not have lost Sunday because of the defense, but you certainly didn't win because of it at all this year. I would be on that side. I want playmakers on defense. It's weird. You led the NFL in turnover ratio and takeaways, but I'd like to see Robert Quinn. I'm going back to the same damn name. I'm going to beat it home.
If you want Robert Quinn, I mean, you're probably going to have to trade up for him at this point.
I will. I'll trade up. New
but,
CBA
I mean, I think,
with the rookie scale.
Lombardi.
Trade up.
I think it was Lombardi brought it up yesterday, how, you know, the Patriots might not, you know, keep all their picks. They might move around a little bit and be a little more aggressive.
Yeah, how many times are you going to draft a dozen rookies and just expect to put them on the roster? How
yeah,
about we draft
I actually,
five?
I actually do agree with that. I mean, a little bit for the most part. I mean, he did say that they have two picks in the first four rounds, which I believe is incorrect.
Right, first
I'm
three.
I'm pretty sure they traded the first fourth rounder to, what was it, to Seattle
for the Deion Branch trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not sure, but at some point you really do have to package these picks around and move them back to next year, or you need to, you know, move up and get a player you really want.
you know, and I think that a pass rusher is definitely at the top of the list.
Has been the last 3 years.
You look at the last, you know, few playoff exits, and the team hasn't been able to do some critical things like get after the opposing QB,
yep,
protect their own quarterback. They haven't been able to run the ball when they need to, and they haven't been able to stop the run when they need to. And obviously, those are the four, probably almost the essential things you need to do. And it's amazing that, you know, we're just not playing that kind of fundamentally sound football. So.
Well, the stop and the run, I think they did okay, but I think even Belichick intimated throughout a couple times this season that he wished, you know, without saying it because he never would, that he wished they could get to the passer more often. You know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could say we stopped the run, and I thought we did great. But you can also tell Gerard Mayo's face that when you got Sean Green's hand going right up the, you know, the right sideline. So.
Yeah, no, I think when you have as weak a, you know, a coverage as the Patriots had, and when you're worried about it so much, it makes it tough on the run you know, that part of the defense to also excel.
The injuries on the defensive line,
and that hurt. Either.
They had a lot of injuries.
With that.
But I agree with you, Derek. I think that the run defense was not up to par for the most part this season.
Yeah,
you know why it didn't look
really
so bad?
In the front seven. I think some people point to the secondary, but just like you kind of brought up just a second ago, I mean, you know, certain parts of like the team will affect the other, and you know, that if they're worried about the coverage, you know, the run defense is going to suffer.
Right.
Well, if they're not bringing people after the quarterback, yeah, you know, the secondary is going to be hung out to dry.
Sure.
So
that's,
I think,
all
that
related.
If you can get, you know, some beef up the front seven a little bit, you could help solve that coverage issue some.
All right, Derek.
Okay, Derek.
All right, get back to class.
That's why he goes to college, because he's a smart kid.
That's why we'll draft Robert Quinn.
He's wicked smart.
Although, you know, people are complaining about how we don't have three shows, but we did do a commercial-free show today, so
that's kind of
a bonus.
Is that bad? Are we in trouble for that?
No.
Get
Pats! See, we just did our commercial.
Yeah.
Robin in Alaska
had new
says...
new commercials, too.
Really? What do we got?
Don't new sponsors
heard
or just
on,
new commercials?
You heard them on Tuesday.
We weren't really listening.
No, I didn't.
New commercials from the same sponsors.
We need new sponsors.
Yeah, we need sponsors.
One featuring Wes Welker.
Really? Might not be able to run that one long.
Surely.
I'm hearing he's on the trade market.
Robin Alaska, I'm with Fred on the throne of the
bus
thing.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
I hate reading into words and all that stuff. Belichick said it was a mistake. Chung then later decided to take the blame. It doesn't matter what Belichick didn't say. It was on him. What he said was enough. Chung should have shut it. Hey, Fred, blood in the water, am I right? You hear all these people in the media and the fans on sites, blood in the water. We're all a bunch of babies, aren't we? Spoiled, rotten, and ready to turn at any moment. On Tuesday, I told Rook that I felt like a Colts fan, but thanks to all this, yeah, there it is. I feel like a Boston sports fan again. Thanks, everyone. Off with Bill's head, not.
You're welcome.
I agree with the Bill stuff. I think it's ridiculous how much personal heat that he's taking. What I don't agree with, it's not about what Bill said. It's when you have established a level of consistency after everything, every situation like that, he says and does the same thing. And that, I think, is what excels at, his consistency. And this time it was different. So you were left with no alternative other than to infer
to bench him.
That he is saying, I didn't do this. That's what he's saying. It was a big mistake.
Wes Welker broke free from the consistency of the team rule of not saying things publicly, and he was benched for it. Bill didn't stay with his consistency.
Jim in Detroit, I'm sick and tired of all these Belichick haters coming out of the woodwork with their anti-Patriot sentiment. Living in the Detroit area for my entire 21-year life, I've experienced about 10 head coaches in Honolulu, blue and silver. Bill Belichick has been with the Pats for half of my life, while the Lions have gone through 6 coaches and Matt Millen during that time. Belichick has 4 Super Bowl appearances, 3 Super Bowls, and 4 14-win seasons. I'm going to lather in the Belichick butter for as long as he is with New England. Who else would you rather have in today's day and age? Nobody.
I agree.
Plus, you got a Belichick disciple there in Detroit, in Schwartzy.
Right.
That's Honolulu Blue?
Yes.
How did it get to Detroit?
That's what they decided to call it, I guess.
That's stupid.
I agree with that email.
Frank in Queens, New York. I'm a first-time emailer to the show. Before this latest game between the Patriots and Jets, I had a feeling that the Patriots might not survive. This feeling was based upon the defense, even though they were not the primary reason for the loss. Now that I've gotten this out of my system, my attention is now directed to the offseason. I happen to agree with Andy that the Patriots need experienced playmakers to take the next step. My questions are, can we reasonably expect to get those 3 or 4 playmakers in the draft, and... with the CBA still up in the air, what can we reasonably expect from free agency? Love the show, and PFW, keep up the great work.
Well, you can't expect anything from free agency until there is a CBA. Right. First of all, and you know, we'll let you know when we get to our draft coverage who the playmakers are. And but
Quinny.
with three picks in the first 33,
get ready for a Mendenhall like Quinn.
There's no excuse.
Luckily, he's going off the board at like six.
If there are playmakers to be had with three picks in the first 33, there's no excuse not to get them.
Sure.
Bad Kevin writes in. Hey Fred, Eric, Paul, and Andy. Hey guys, what the F is going on? Why the hell do some Patriots fans try to change the whole system every time we lose a game? Come on, this is BS. Seriously, I'm over this loss and ready for next year. I've gotten so much crap this week because I'm the only Pats fan in my area. So many stupid Bears fans, it's about to make me puke. The one thing about this organization is that they will be back next year. There are only three franchises that can say that, Steelers, Colts, and Pats. No one has the success that we have. That makes me proud to wave the Pats flag on the side of my house still. I got the Gronk Nation shirt yesterday.
Nice.
I'm wearing today. We are
Gronk
great.
Yourself.
We will remain great. And if you can't get with the best owner, best coach, and best quarterback, then get off. That means you, Andy.
Go Gronk yourself.
Anyway, stop bitching about Bill Belichick, head coach of New England Patriots, and Tom, and let's get ready for next year.
Now, are people mistaking my criticism of Belichick for, like, I want him fired?
Well, just,
I
mean, just to
not,
recap.
Can he not get better? Because that's all I'm talking about is you tweak. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
He's had bad games.
Quick recap of the last hour and 45 minutes. We've been criticized for letting Bill off the hook and for giving him too much crap.
Which means we've had another great.
Go ahead.
Just remember, I got something I got to say.
Okay. No, I was going
to
say.
It has to do with Tom Jackson.
We've had an hour and 55 minutes, and we really haven't talked about Tom Brady's surgery and how the fact that he's going to be out for 6 months affects his offseason training.
Whoa. I heard 3 months.
Six was the report by the Globe.
So I heard another report that it's basically the same thing that Pedroia had about 3 months.
No, six was in the initial write-up, which means it puts him right at the start
Does
of training
it seem
camp.
Odd to anybody that a stress fracture in the foot would take longer to heal than an ACL tear?
That's what the report said, 6 months.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not either. I'm with you, Freddie.
I'm praying that it isn't because Brady said he wants to get back as soon as possible.
Well, luckily, he doesn't really do any of that anyway, so we don't have to worry about it.
He doesn't start working until July.
Now, that was negative and uncalled for, Fred.
6 months has put you in July.
Luke in Ireland reminds me.
He should be back from Costa Rica.
Extra hour?
Luke in Ireland reminds me that the thing I was talking about with Pro Football Talk that Kevin never got to find was had to do with Tom Jackson.
Took a drunk in Ireland
about
the Jets.
So Florio broke it all down and said what Jackson said on the radio, mm-hmm. which he said one thing, mm-hmm. but then afterwards he said something. So Florio says either.
Basically, he said, I was lying. No, but I was lying when I said I was lying.
Yeah, he backtracked.
Right.
Again.
I found it, Fred. I just had it on my screen and figured we weren't getting to it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm only kidding. But so either,
not
you know,
your fault.
Either he was being unprofessional or, you know, he was lying. So it's one or the other.
Both.
Unprofessional or untruthful.
Yeah. I mean.
But is it really that big a deal? This is what I get back to. I hear people saying
he
should be
is.
Suspended, taken off the air.
No. I don't think that.
They're not really analysts. It's entertainment.
They're not journalists.
But if they're
going to
have
a journalist,
if they're going to have
a
pick, you know, a pick segment.
It should be.
I should expect that the guy that they're picking, that's what he really believes is going to happen. None of this psychological stuff.
Entertainment.
Stop. I agree with Fred on that.
Entertainment.
But
so they're picking.
It's all entertainment.
Don't bother.
So you might go gamble using his picks. So you need to know that they're legit.
Andy, come on.
Andy.
What are you kidding at? It's all entertainment. It's entertainment.
The whole show can be entertainment, but shouldn't you at least
I don't care.
Assume it's that if a guy's going to make a pick, that's who he thinks is going
to
win?
What he's saying or not. You just have to guess, it's entertainment, so I can't believe anything?
But what does it matter whether you believe, not believe? I mean,
I just think
none of it's
facts.
He doesn't know any crap that he's talking about.
It makes me wonder if he's like us.
Well, then
he
get somebody that does know crap. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I look
they're
at it
as entertainment. They're supposed to be experts and analysts.
But they're not. How many of them actually are?
The one part of this that I'll agree with Andy, people are really upset about this around here because it's Tom Jackson.
They want him, like, fired
Patriots
and stuff.
Patriots fans don't like Tom Jackson because he said that they hate their coach.
Right. And he didn't know anything he was talking about then.
If this was somebody else, they wouldn't.
Oh, I think it wouldn't be at the uproar, but I think
it would
be called.
Be talked about.
Oh, absolutely.
Not around here the way it is.
Oh,
this is about the Patriots.
Marshall Faulk, maybe.
Yeah, but what?
Again, about the Patriots. Right. If Mark Schlereth made a pick about the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game and then later came out and said, I actually wanted Baltimore to win, people around here wouldn't be up in arms about it.
Well, no,
it's not about the win. It's because they hate Tom Jackson.
Right. No, but if Merrill Hodge or somebody had said it about
Tom Jackson,
they would
did the same thing about Baltimore and Pittsburgh, people would be up in arms about it.
Yeah.
Because they hate Tom Jackson.
They hate Tom Jackson. There's a grudge there.
Well, that might be true, Paul. I mean, no matter what Tom Jackson says, people here don't like
yes,
it.
Yes, but if any other person,
if someone had
it,
done the same thing in a high-profile show,
I think, they'd be
talking those
about
fans
it.
In that community would be upset because that's ridiculous.
They should be,
not to this extent.
Yeah, I don't.
This is
not
like,
to this extent.
They got the torches, and they
but
want
still,
they want him to lose his job because he did something stupid.
I don't agree with that, but I don't think it's right that he did. If it's true, I don't know what
can
to believe him
that
now.
Thing the Golf Channel,
you know, I don't know
said.
Which is true, but if you're not picking who you really
no
think
Kelly
is going to win, what's the point of having a pick?
Oh, I totally agree with you, Fred.
You know,
I agree with Andy that the whole thing is entertainment, but I do think that you should be able to take his pick on the up and up. That's who he actually thinks is going to win the game.
Yeah. Well, what's the point of doing it?
There is no point. That's
almost
the bottom line. There is no point.
It's almost like he works for like an organization, and he's you know he's like
well,
trying to do
I'll
a
tell you one thing about
they all have biases.
Well, I'll tell
all
you one
them.
Thing about some of these ex players as analysts. They want to be still a player.
They don't want any players to be mad at them.
Exactly. As soon as Bart Scott got mad at him, he backtracked like a little pussy. I'm sorry.
You're the one who said we can't say that word.
I never said that.
Well, I've said
I'm pretty sure he said
that.
And
he says that word all the time.
We're allowed to say anything we want again.
That all fell through.
I think management will back me on that one.
Get yourself one out, Jonathan. Can I see you push
it? No, you're not a player anymore. Don't worry what they say.
Anymore? You haven't been a player for whatever,
you know,
25
what I
mean. Years.
Fred is exactly right. It was all because Bart Scott made fun of him and he got
no, but
all.
Can,
oh,
you
I
can
don't
understand that with Jason
like
Taylor
me.
Next year. He's going
to
be on TV next year.
I'll give you an
He's
example.
He's a year removed from being a teammate. Okay, so you're a little bit torn, but that doesn't end 25 years later when you're Tom Jackson? I mean,
apparently
what are you
not.
Doing? That's ridiculous.
Apparently not. It
but
is
I'll,
ridiculous.
I'll give you an example of why I think it wouldn't have been that big a deal. Like Dennis and Callahan were all over him. They were right. And Callahan keeps saying, imagine Chris Berman is sitting there saying, what is this guy? Chris Berman invented that. That's right. What
Chris
well,
with
Berman,
the Bills.
With every pick that he makes. Every single pick he makes
but
is,
why is, that
is with
okay?
his own
yeah,
personal
he,
biases.
But he, but the guy.
That's what he does.
I know, but he comes right out and says, I want the Bills to win even though they're underdogs. And he picks the
but
Bills.
But he doesn't pick what he thinks
he
is
doesn't.
Going to happen.
And I don't see
he
the big difference.
He picks what he wants to happen.
I know, but you know that with Chris
Brady's
Berman.
Feeling
doesn't
like
make it
happen.
Right. We like Chris Berman, so it's okay.
But then you take his pick.
It's my
he's
point,
just
exactly.
picking the Bills because he likes them.
Right, you don't take him as seriously.
Right.
You take an analyst. Or
but then you get a guy like Tom Jackson.
No, no. In that role, they're the same. Berman,
I don't take any of them seriously.
They have a whole line with their picks down the bottom of the screen. On that Sunday countdown show, Berman's pick is to be taken the same as Keyshawn Johnson's or Mike Ditka's.
It's
or
like
Tom
when Paul
Jackson.
Picks the Patriots, I don't take it seriously.
Exactly. It's like he works
I know
for a
he
team.
Wants the other team to win.
It's like he works for a team. That was my point. It's like he has a bias that he has to, you know, is he doing reverse psychology?
Like
or
you
what,
always do
doing?
By picking the Patriots.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right, with that, we'll call it a show.
We have to do picks.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Speaking of picks.
Do I have to go over the season standings to see who wins this thing every year?
No, you.
This what? Is two-time defending champ.
Like Fred says, if you pick the Patriots,
we
you're going to get
that.
14 wins a year.
We already did this.
I get a few
standings.
Of my losses from
Can
that.
You go over Eric's? Didn't he go 0 for the weekend?
Yes, quickly. Last week, four games. I won the week at 3-1. Big surprise there. Andy was 2-2. Fred was 1-3. And Eric.
Was taking up the rear.
0-4. With the spread, Andy and I were 2-2.
Woo!
Fred was 1-3, and Eric was 0-4. All right, Green Bay at Chicago. Bears at home getting 3.5.
I'll take the that's a nice low number for my purposes. I will take the Packers to win and cover. I think they're the better all-around football team. When you have a young impact player like James Starks igniting your offense.
Here he goes.
And a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, who apparently is the best in the last 30 years, according to Boomer Esiason and what he's done. I just think the Packers are the best team left.
I think so, too. I think they win by more than 3.
Interesting that you said you think they're the best team
is
left.
This music thing?
I think you...
Yeah, we could
a little high. We could pot that down a little bit.
They are certainly playing the best right now, and I don't see Chicago stopping them. I just don't.
Yeah.
Plus, they blitz. They're going to bang Cutler a couple times, and he's going to start to freak out.
Throw some
interceptions. He'll still be hungover, and he'll throw picks.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the other way. But we play a Tampa, too. That's what we do. If Julius Peppers doesn't have 4 sacks in this game, game, set, match.
The defense is pretty good, though.
Chicago's?
Yeah.
I don't think
they
it's
got some
good.
Playmakers.
Not as good.
I think they will get decimated in this game unless the weather is really, really bad.
They're going to give up points because I think Green Bay is that good on offense right now.
No, I think Rodgers could have one of those 31 for 35s like he did last week.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not terrible weather.
And
don't
underestimate the Green Bay defense, which is pretty good, too. So Green Bay wins this game.
All right, the other game.
We're all on Green Bay.
The Jets and
so you
Pittsburgh.
Might win this week, Harry. Either way, you won't be embarrassed.
I think I always will be.
Otherwise known in Fred Kirschland as Iran, Iraq.
That's good, Paul.
The
good
Steeler. Paul. Wow, I got the stamp of approval from my
patronizing
the one
a prostitute.
I always fall back on. Iran, Iraq. I'm sorry, Iran, Iraq.
Thank you, Paul.
Qatar. I know that Qatar. I know Eric gets really mad when I mispronounce the words. Pittsburgh by 3.5. Sorry, 3.5.
Hey, there you go.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win at home.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what different than what you said in the office yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. I think this is a
what
terrible
was that,
football
Tom?
Game. I was taking the Jets yesterday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, today I'm taking Pittsburgh. Sunday, who knows? I'll tweet it. But I think there's a chance.
I won't see it.
This is an ugly football game, so I am actually
Mendenhall
going to
is ridiculous.
Take the points. I'm going to say it's going to be a 3-point victory for the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. I just think both teams are flawed. Both
like
teams
I
are
did
physical.
Last week and should have won.
It's going to be an ugly game. I think the league might be embarrassed by this game in a lot of ways.
It's going to be an all-green Super Bowl, Paul. Jets are going to pull the upset. 3 wins in a row.
So you want the Jets?
On the road.
Could be an all-black Super Bowl.
No, because the Bears are
I mean the
navy
uniform
blue.
Colors, not the players in question.
And it's Black History Month in February, too, I think.
That'd be great.
The Bears' uniforms
Bears
are navy
uniforms
blue.
Bears' uniforms are blue.
Yeah, I know.
They're not.
They're black.
They're not, though.
They may not be Honolulu blue.
They're navy
they're
blue.
Black.
That's navy blue.
That's navy blue.
I know it's navy blue. It's black.
It's navy blue. Anyway, all green Super Bowl. Jets win in a close one, but by more than 3-4. Just barely.
Well, that's good, though. That means they'll have covered by 7.5. I'm going to take the Jets
that's
as
right,
well.
That's right, because they're underdogs.
What are you
my
talking
bad.
About?
My bad.
This is why people make fun of you.
I'm going to take the Jets as well. I don't feel great about it. I think that there's a real chance that they could go to Pittsburgh and just have nothing left in the tank. I think their Super Bowl was here last week with the whole Dennis Byrd thing. I heard them talking about that in the radio this morning. I thought that was...
Well, they're bringing him in this
they're
time.
Bringing him this
I thought
time
that
too.
Was an interesting
he's
gonna point.
He's going to be on at the coin toss instead of just his little jersey.
But I'm going to say that... The Jets win the game because, again, they do not turn the ball over. And if they don't, they win because I think they are better than the Steelers.
I think the Jets are better than the Steelers, too, but I'm picking the Steelers.
It's amazing that they're better than everybody, yet it took this colossal effort to beat the
Patriots. Unlike Tom Jackson, I'm coming right out and I'm saying I want the Steelers to win, and I'm picking them to win, even though.
And cover?
And
who
cover.
Are you picking to
yes.
win?
Yes. And cover. And cover. So. Green Bay versus Pittsburgh. Green Bay wins it all.
Green Bay versus gangrene.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress.
We apologize.
We will be back.
I don't.
We will be back on Tuesday talking about what happened over the weekend, any breaking news with the Patriots, and, of course, stay tuned on Patriots.com. See you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to PFWOnline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.